Check, check. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean Class, in session. If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. As always, guys, we always ask you guys, go ahead, take a moment and get your crayons out, take notes and all other stuff. This is what the show is about. You taking notes. If you have a question, put a Q in the chat. If you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. If there's a text that you're doing on with the woman you're texting or you don't understand, just put a T in there. Shout out to all the chat room dogs on the show. But most importantly, I want to give a shout out to those that took that record right here, 179 likes. Appreciate you guys. Give me y'all some love. Give me y'all a shout out and all other stuff. So we're going to go ahead and chop it up. I also want to give a shout out to the ladies out there. What's so beautiful about the women out there is that they are really intrigued by men. They love the roller coaster ride a man gives her. How he speaks to her, how they talk to each other, how they connect. And when you are doing more of that, you're going to take things to another level. But I want to make sure that y'all guys understand that, and that's what we'll be talking about today, okay? So we just want to chop it up with you on that. And guys, if you got questions, let me know. We're going to be talking about today about the moves that I made to up my game, to get myself where I'm at right now. And the crazy thing about it is, it's just I'm learning so much. That meeting women is not the is never going to be the problem. The problem is like you just go, man. It fascinates a woman when you can have a conversation with her that doesn't ask questions, where you can just talk to her. And they like that. They like that. Okay. So again, if y'all got a question, make sure y'all put a Q. If y'all have any questions, put a T for text. And if a woman's saying something to you, put a W there. And I'll make sure that I answer all the questions. Also, I will open up. I got the phone lines open as well. If y'all want to call in, you absolutely can. And we can chop it up. So as I was saying before, one thing I've always, as a student, learning game was, you know, always know about, you know, your warrior in you. See, we don't understand our warrior. That's one thing I want to talk about. We don't understand our warrior, because your warrior has roles that he must play. Not only the role of protecting the land, not only the role of expanding your confidence, but where do you think the strategies come from of how you move? These things come from your warrior, how you move. All these things, okay? That's how it works. Let me ask this question. Around the way, hey, T-Dog, I love the question. Great question. But I think you're missing the mark on this, my brother. I think you're missing the mark on this. I always try to tell you guys, C-spot run when it comes to talking to women, okay? I say C-spot run. And the problem is that you just place a judgment on a woman versus do what it is you need to do. I'll give you an example. There are times where I would see a woman be a certain way with a certain guy, kind of stuck up, kind of standoffish, like, you know, she just doesn't want to be bothered. And see, for the average guy, they're going to automatically assume that because she's shooting that guy down, okay, now that's a fifth judgment, that she's shooting that guy down, that she's going to shoot me down. And see, this is what I'm saying, Trucker, peep game, brother. Great question. This is why I tell you, you have to be focused on what you just present yourself. You don't worry about what she is. She can be happy. She can be sad. She can be miserable. She can be alone. She can be horny. Yes, and she can be arrogant. But that's none of my business, and I don't care about that. Because if I'm looking at her emotion to determine how I move, then technically I'm giving her free rent in my head. I don't give a fuck what she looks like to the world. She can have a mean look on her face. She can have an arrogant look. It doesn't matter. I'm going to put my bid in, because the beautiful thing about your bid is I'm not coming at her in a disrespectful way. I'm just letting her know that I'm trying to get to know her in a more intimate way. Here's my number. Give me a call. Let's go from there. And see, when you think about it and you do it that way versus that looking at the woman and sitting around and saying to yourself, oh, my gosh, she looks a certain way. That's the problem. See, the thing is that you're not playing for your four. You're not playing for the advantage. See, the thing that should separate you men from all the other surface dweller males that don't follow this show is that I'm trying to give you a simple pathway of how to do things where you don't worry about the end result. You just truly just do what it is you have to do. See, you already have the advantage. You just have to not only hold the line and maintain it with your warrior, but listen, you don't have to rush to seize that thing as long as she is going towards your four. That's all you have to do. So when you see her, don't look at any type of body language or how she's looking, mean mugging, or how she treats somebody else. Just go in there and put your bid in. It's all you have to do. And let me tell you, sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not going to work. That's what I don't even care about. Only thing I care about, Trucker, is that it works when I do it. When I say I see something I want, I'm going to go for it and just put my bid in, okay? That's what I want you to do, okay? So let me get to the next question. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to, okay? Let me double check the questions, callers. All right, wait, let me grab this call right quick. 862, I got you 1 second. Hey, Bull, I got you 1 second. I'm going to mark that. I got you, Bull. I'll mark that, okay? And as soon as I'm done with the phone call, sir, I will be happy to answer these questions. 862, sir, how can I help you? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
What's going on, man?
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, man. When you linking up with a woman, is it good that, like, let's just say I met a woman online or whatever, or I met her on the street in person. When we link up, is it cool to ask for, like, Facebook and IG and all that?
Wait, you met her and is what cool, big dog?
Like, let's just say I got a number. I set up a date. I go out on a date.
Well, why are you getting women's numbers, though? So you've already you've already failed right there. But go ahead. I'm listening. That's a fail. But go ahead. You're pandering against women. You're begging, getting their phone number, and then what? What's going on?
No, I just hollered at her. I changed numbers. Go out on a date.
No, you didn't say exchange them. You said you got her number, but keep it real.
Okay, my bad.
You exchanged it. Come on, let's go. Okay, so you exchanged, you got her number, then what?
All right, so let's just say I'm hanging out on a date.
Yes.
I mean, I don't really do the social media thing like that. Of course, I got IG, Facebook.
Wait, you say you're hanging out on a date?
No, like I go to a date. Like I tell her, I met out and meet her at a bar I go to.
Okay, you go to, okay.
And then it's like, all right, like, is it okay to ask for the Facebook or like, hey, you on Instagram to exchange that information or just play it?
Why do you want that?
No, I'm just saying.
It's a social media age, so it's like. Right, but what I'm saying is that if she's really interested in you, she's already going to ask you that information. She should be asking
you that.
So, yeah, if she's not asking you about your social media, then she doesn't want to share it with you yet because, like I said before, when women first meet you, they don't trust you. She doesn't trust you enough to give you anything personal or anything social because she doesn't know if you're going to be the guy to go on her shirt or her page, and she doesn't know what you're going to do. So a lot of women are safeguarded. It doesn't make her bad. It's just what they do.
Does that make sense? It makes perfect sense. I was just thinking about that. Like, damn, I don't really do the social media thing like that.
Why would you be on a date with a woman and ask her about her social media? Why would you do that?
I'm just saying, because that's the new thing now.
Okay. All right, this is the problem. All right, listen, follow me, young man. The problem is you have a kite mentality, and let me explain what I'm talking about. A kite doesn't float. You throw a kite up in the air, it's the wind that takes it in the direction that the wind is going. So what you're saying is that a man never follows fads, okay? And I'm not saying not to have to have your Instagrams and all that stuff. I have those things. But what what you're talking is like you're saying that's the fad or that's the end thing. That's not the end thing to a man. Because a lot of
whatever the end thing is
none of my business. Because regardless of if the end thing is, I don't know, like pumpkin spice or whatever the fuck, I'm just giving you a second. If that's the end thing, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. If the end thing is being on Instagram, that ain't got nothing to do with me or Facebook or whatever society creates the end thing for surface dwellers, their job is to do and follow with the herd. Our job are to be the sheep herders. We sit back and allow the herd to go everywhere they want to go. But the one thing that is beautiful about being a man is that a lot of guys, because of desperation, will follow the fads and the trends, thinking that a fad and a trend, like there was one time where they were wearing skinny. There are people, listen, a lot of guys, if you go to your closet right now, there's a lot of shit you can't wear right now. And the reason why you can't wear it right now is because it was a fad and it was a trend. I'm just saying that you're talking about the trend. It's the things that they do. I don't care what they do. Women are that's what women are supposed to do. They're supposed to follow the Kim Kardashians and the Rihannas and whoever wears whatever or how they, you know, the new purses, the new dresses, new shoes, new hairstyle, new way to do makeup, new way to put eyeliner on and eyelashes. That's what women are supposed to do. They're supposed to follow the fad. But if you're following a fad to get women, then you've already lost because you have you set yourself in a time capsule.
Right.
You set yourself in a time. So if you're saying that, well, in order to get this woman, I see they're doing this, then I like hanging out at the dog park or some stupid shit like that.
Right.
Motherfuckers will go get dogs to go to a dog park just to meet a woman versus have a dog because I want a dog and knowing I got to walk the dog, I'll take the dog to the dog park.
No, they call it dog game.
Don't try not to look at the world like that. What I want you to do, just like with Truck, I want you guys to focus on yourself and what you have to do. The world is always going to move, and the world is always going to change. But the one thing that's going to remain the same is a man because he is founded and rooted in himself. He can adjust to times without giving in to the times, okay?
Yes, man. All right, good luck, man. Hey, Steve, I appreciate that, man.
All right, young man. You got anything else? All right, peace out, brother. Let me know. Get at me. Guys, let me answer a few of these questions, and then we'll get back into the show. Boy, I told you I answered the question when I'm doing this. Let me go ahead and get this question out. Boy says, how long have you been in the game, and what did you discover about yourself when learning the game? There's so many things I discovered about myself, but it was for myself. I've been in the game since I was nine. Well, not necessarily nine. I was in a student when I was nine, but I've always kissed girls, messed around with girls and stuff like that before I was nine, but becoming a student of the game, I did it when I was 9 years old. So that answers that question. AA says, no trouble, but once I tried to bend down in a grocery store and made a sound or bond of back and look and turn on, so it would be a good strategy. All right, AA, this is a lot. AA, I'm going, AA, we're going to let you go, buddy. We can go ahead and let you go, man. Yeah, this ain't for you, AA. This ain't for you. I know you're not trolling, AA, but this ain't for you, buddy. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be first nice. Just never say anything else in this group. Never say anything else in this group because you're not understanding. You don't want to be a student again. You're just saying shit. Just don't say anything else ever, ever. Don't let me see your name pop up unless you're talking to somebody else. You never talk to me. Never put a question, a text, or a W to me. You can talk to everybody in the classroom you want, but if you put that shit in there, I'm kicking you out. You are not. Do not waste our time. I'm sorry, guys. Let me continue, guys. Let me get to the next question we have right here. The Bull, he asked another question. What legacy do you want to leave when you die on this earth? Bull, here's your problem, buddy. bull, you're not understanding what I'm trying to teach you. Don't worry about what I'm trying to leave. No, it's not about me. Stop worrying about other men and what they're trying to do versus what you're trying to do. And this is the problem that you have with, because you're so busy worried about other men, you're not working on yourself. And that men don't do that, okay? No, you're asking one more question. I answered your question. You did put a Q in there. How can I get a woman? How can you get a woman to trust you if she doesn't trust you? Don't you think she will reject him straight away because she doesn't trust him as far as the creep? No, listen. Just because a woman doesn't trust you doesn't mean she's not going to say, okay, let me find out about you. When I'm saying she doesn't trust you is that she does not even know you. She knows nothing about you whatsoever. And she is not going to be willing to go sleep with you. She's not going to be willing to go to your apartment or anything when she first meets you. That's what I mean by the trust. And also, she doesn't trust you as a person because she doesn't know you. But even if she doesn't trust you and even if she doesn't know you, the thing is, at the end of the day, I don't care. All I'm going to do is put my bid in. She is allowed to say no. She is allowed not to trust me. She is allowed to do whatever she wants to do. It has nothing to do with me. Nothing whatsoever, okay? Nothing, okay? I just want to make sure y'all guys understand that. Guys, the lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. We're chopping it up, and we're talking about some of the things that I did to really start to understand, appreciate the game, and learn the game. Guys, if y'all have a question, y'all can. Tyler, working on my move to the WhatsApp Yak. What would you say to what the fuck, Tyler? Are you sending me? Tyler, you got to let me know if you're sending me something, man. I don't... where you at? I just had you, Tyler. You like disappeared. Oh, there you go. You move from the bottom to the top. Well, you say number two. You gave me two messages here. Tyler, what's going on? Hey, Kate, I was involved with this intense project when I saw your profile, your hair, your sexy smile caught my eye. I decided to stop in and text and invite you for the opportunity to enjoy hot cocoa with me. Hit me back directly when you can. Available, I will take care of the rest. Tyler, that's his number. Thank you, Tyler, for the compliments. I appreciate the invitation. However, I prefer to have a conversation with suitors, Hands Reform Green, to meet them in person. If that's something that you're open to, we can put the hot cocoa and hold it with it. Okay, now, look, guys, this is exactly what I'm saying. This is good right here. This is good. Gentlemen, just because you set up the date with her doesn't mean she's going to do it. And this is fine. This is a trust thing. This is not a bad thing on Tyler. This is, like I keep telling you, some women will go for it, and some women want to take their time. And I think this is awesome. This is what I'm talking, guys. This is what I tell you guys when putting in your bid and understanding that just because you put your bid in and you talk and you set the date up, she is allowed to say exactly what she said right there. She is allowed to say that. Here's the thing. This is the thing. Let me go back to this other one with Tyler. See, I would call this a 12 minus 8. It's still a 4 because she's not disagreeing, but the agreement is based on the, okay, what we're going to be after we talk. Let me get to know you a little bit more. This is perfectly fine. And this is why I always tell you. But see, I want to make sure that we're going somewhere. I never want to just assume that a woman likes me or wants to be with me or anything like that. 248, I will bring you in 1 second. Tyler, I'll get back to that in 1 second, Tyler. Give me 1 second. Let me grab this phone call, and I will read the second message. Error code 248, sir. What's your question? How can I help you, sir? 248 going once. 248 going twice.
Hey, my bad.
Okay. All right. Next. All right. Let's get back, Tyler. So, Tyler, getting back to the other one, let's read this one right here. All right. Hold on. Let me zip into this. And all right. All right. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Tyler. Nice to meet you, Tyler. Alicia, I was involved in this. See, do y'all notice one thing I love about Tyler? Do y'all notice one thing I love about Tyler? That this is his bid. If you notice, he's doing the same exact thing. He's doing the same exact thing. Notice in the two bids, they're exactly the same. So he says this to this woman, and she's saying, okay. And listen, this is, see, okay, now Tyler, hold on, I got you on this one. This is another beautiful example. I'm a little bit leery about sharing my number immediately, so sorry, I have some great experiences. Share a conversation. Okay, so this is, okay, Tyler, this is what I want to say to you real quick, okay? This is very important. Too worried, I'll bring you in 1 second. 1 second, you have to wait now. So what I'm saying to you, Tyler, what's great about this, and I want you guys to learn. I didn't get the audio. Wait, Tyler, did you send me some audio? I got an audio. Okay. No, what I'm saying is this. This is why, Tyler, the next four you should do is bring her to what I call a safe space. Okay, everything you're saying right now, A++. I love the write-up. I love the introduction. And you are pushing them exactly what I want you to do. Now it's time to let them know that, you know what, I hear what you're saying, and I totally understand what you're saying. So why don't we do this? Why don't we, when you feel comfortable enough, why don't we, here's my WhatsApp. Here's my WhatsApp. Why don't we go ahead and give exchange WhatsApps, and then that way we can talk off of Tinder, get to know each other, and then when you feel ready and feel safe enough, we can push forward to exchanging phone numbers. It's that easy. Or if you don't want to use WhatsApp, you can say Facebook or Instagram. Either one of those things. Places that are safe havens. They're middle places where you can have and interact with her. But the reason why I say, the best why I say WhatsApp, because I think you can do it with the other ones, it allows me to go land, sea, and air. That's the reason why I'm doing that, to go land, sea, and air, okay? That's what I want you guys to do, land, sea, and air, okay? So that's what we want you guys to do and understand, okay? So as long as you follow that and as long as you're doing that, Tyler, you're fine. I'll do your voice message in a second, Tyler. And I see some other questions. Guys has asked questions. Let me go ahead and answer this question right here. 248, sir. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? How can I help you, sir?
All right. Sorry about earlier. I was
no
disrespect.
Okay.
I was, you know.
No, it's good.
Okay,
it's
cool. Okay.
It's good. What's up, brother?
All right. So I need to understand a few things about
sure.
So a little bit of background. Met somebody during lockdown, you know, did a little bit of land, sea, and air.
Okay.
Basically we talked to each other like over Zoom, over
yes.
the phone, like we would have
yes.
morning tea together, you know, during the whole COVID lockdown or whatever. Been talking to her for about a year. She wants to do everything. So, you know, I met some other chick online, introduced her to, you know, the chick I was talking to, and,
okay.
you know, we went ahead and,
wait,
and
why,
you know,
why did you introduce one chick to the other one?
Oh, cause we, Coach, we've had three threesomes since then.
Okay. So you heard, okay. Well, I didn't know. I can't read your mind, brother.
That's
all
good.
Okay, so all right. So
I appreciate it.
So what's your question though?
So my question is, now we, you know, we've gone ahead and because you know she does her thing, so she met some swingers, and she's getting introduced to like their friendship circle. I got a chance to meet some of those folks,
mm-hmm.
and you know one of the couples invited us out to drinks and whatnot, and so,
okay.
I mean it's in the works or whatever. So you know if. You know, if one thing leads to another, I just want to know, like, what's the etiquette with another man's wife?
Well, the etiquette is, okay, well, now there's two ways to spin this. Now, here's my question. Is this your girl or is this someone you're fucking? Two totally different roads. So which is she? Is she someone you're fucking or is she your girl? Which one is she?
She's my girl.
Are you sure she's your girl? Because the way you're talking, like, she ain't your girl. So are you sure she's your girl?
Yes, I'm sure she's my girl. I mean, you know, she's into the whole, like, you know, poly,
I didn't ask all that. That surface. Is she your woman? Did you say you're my girl? Did she say, okay, I'm riding with you? Is she your girl or is she someone you just doing things with?
She's my girl.
All right. Well, my first thing is that if she was really your girl, you would have said that earlier on. And I find that pretty odd that now all of a sudden you're saying she's your girl, but before she was this girl. Not my girl, but this girl. So, I guess, I don't know if you're lying or not, but I'm going to keep it moving. I'll tell you both ways. If she's your girl, never come with the woman that you're with. Always come on your girl. Now, if your girl is cool, because I had one sometimes do this, sometimes they're cool with fucking the woman, pulling out and nutting on her. It's just a communication thing with your girl that you have to understand. Then there are women that I have that bring in other women, and it just doesn't matter. Where I nut, I nut. So that's just, you got to figure out determination based off if she's your girl or if she's not. Now, if she's your girl, this is something that you got to communicate. You know, again, like you got to ask her how she feels about, not how she feels about you fucking someone else, because you're going to have to be cool with her fucking other guys. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that when I'm fucking somebody that I'm about to come, are you going to feel some kind of way about me coming on that woman or coming with that woman? Or would you like me to pull out and come on you? What would you like me to do? That's the you got to communicate if that's your girl. But if it's just a woman that you're in a circle with and y'all just running around fucking, it doesn't matter what you're doing because she doesn't care. She just wants to, some of them get off on that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate that, though.
All right, respect to you, man. All right, we'll throw you back in, man. Thank you for the call. Great call, too.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother. Great call. All right, let me get some of these questions, guys, as we continue to get into this, guys. Let me see here. Todd, I got the audio. Wait, let me see here. Let me see this right here. Bid saying, I was just showing them. I'll show them that, Todd. I'll give you that. I'll show you that. Guys, the bid never changes, always stays the same. And that's why Todd is like he is. Where a lot of you guys go wrong because you think you got to say something different to a woman. And this is just Tyler. Oh, wait. Tyler! Dude, will you take your... Anyway, let me just read the... let me read this. Here we go. And gentlemen, and this is I try to tell you guys before I answer your questions, is that this is for a lot of you guys y'all might be fascinated with this shit, but this is how it should be every day. And what you know when you cross over and start to become a student of the game, this is what's going to happen to a lot of you guys. Women, once a woman feels sexually safe with you, keyword sexually safe with you, that means she is going to open up to you because she knows that not only are you not going to judge her, but you're going to elevate whatever it is she's saying. And this is how it should be. It should not just be one woman. You should get several. When you wake up every morning, you should have at least 3 to 10 women wishing you good morning, wanting to know what you're going to do, when you're going to see them. They're going to talk about last night or the night before, and they're going to talk about when they want to see you and things like that. But see, that's the part that you guys have to work to be students. See, when you're a student, these are the things that you get. But you don't get those things when you sit around and you're lazy. So let me get to some of these questions real quick. Roger, you say the game isn't about women and we should focus on ourselves. But yesterday's stream, you say to scope the cafe and try 5 variations. How is that not focused on women if you got to do all that for a date? Okay, all right, sir. Unlike your weak, lazy fucking ass, I'll explain this to you because apparently you're not fucking paying attention. I'm not scoping that shit out for the one fucking bitch. I'm scoping that shit out for every fucking woman that I run into. Let me load this down. All right, let me help you out here, because apparently you don't know shit about the grammar. what does my scope out of a place that I'm going to take women have to do with women when I'm scoping it out for me? And unlike your boring ass that says, well, is it okay if we go out on a date? I teach my students, because apparently you're not one, but my students are going to learn the difference between a sound check and the bullshit that you're doing. You see, you're the, again, guys, I need to just take a picture of Daniel's son. You're the Daniel's son asking why you got to wax the fucking cars instead of just doing what the fuck I tell you to do. And see, this is why you'll never be a student of the game, because you're questioning what the fuck I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is has nothing to do with a woman. I'm finding intimate spots for me. I'm finding places I enjoy to go to, because every place that I go to of the places I choose, I'm never going to change that. I will always have the same waitstaff. They will always know who I am and what is going to separate me from suckers and weak motherfuckers like you. Is that when I talk to a woman, I am able to expand my conversation with that woman versus you that says, let's go out, okay? See, what I'm saying that you guys don't understand is this is why women don't want to fuck with guys like you, because there's nothing creative about you. There's nothing that is about you that is attention to detail. Everything that I say for last night, whether it's lake spread your ass cheeks, whether it's the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass in the air, the corner of your balls, my dick on your forehead, your balls in your mouth, wherever it is, whether it's wine, cocoa, ice cream, tea, or feeding the ducks, my students, not you, but my students will sound check that shit out. Because the reason that's going to happen is it's going to separate my students from guys like you who are don't have any kind of depth. You're surface level and you're boring. But when you're able to break down the why you want to take her there, why you want to be there, and get it set up in the environment, you're marinating things that you don't understand. So if you don't understand, it's cool. This is not for you. But I appreciate the question, but this ain't for you, because this has nothing to do with the woman. It has everything to do with me, because I want to be at places I know what the fuck is going on. I want to know how the food tastes. I'm not food, the pastries, guys. I don't say food, pastries. How the pastries taste, how the cocoas taste, how the teas taste, how the wines taste, how the cheese boards taste to go with the wine, how the pastries go with the cocoas, different kinds of, I want to do that. Hey, listen, I tell all you guys, most of you guys will never be students of the game, because most of you guys are always going to be on the surface with no depth. And then you wonder why they don't want to fuck with you, because there's nothing about you that's interesting. And it's all cool. If you feel that what I'm saying is too much to do, then by all means, fuck you very much. Get your ass out of the class. Go two doors to the left and get the fuck out of here. But if you want to learn, learn. But never come in this motherfucker that way. Very disrespectful, young man. Very disrespectful. Let me continue. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. All right, guys. Here we go. Let's get to the next. Let me see. Did we get the other question? Okay, so we're good on questions. Let me continue the show and everything. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. All right, guys, I got you covered and everything. As I said before, this is not for everybody. So, guys, y'all do have to, you do have to understand, okay? Let's see here. Let me see here. Steve, Dean knows the truth. Ha, ha, ha. She just left, but she got everything. Hell, I brought her A game when she saw that body. Good for you, young man. Good for you, man. Good for you, man. Good for you. Good for you. Okay, guys, shout out to you guys. Let's continue talking about what I was talking about and discussing. Guys, y'all want to call in, then y'all have the thing, the number. Also, man, please, gentlemen, make sure that you put a queue if you have a question. I got you guys covered, and we'd love to answer any questions. But what I'm saying for you guys as far as learning game, okay, and as far as getting all your stuff together, see, the problem is with a lot of guys who are on the surface level, they can't see what I'm trying to get you to see when you can see it for yourself, okay? See, the thing is that what I am trying to get you guys to do is do this thing called being fucking assertive and taking a little bit of initiative, being a little bit creative, being a little bit adventurous, being a little bit sexual fun, these things, okay? But the problem is, for a lot of you guys, unfortunately, you're waiting around for someone else to make the decisions for you. What a lot of you guys will do is that you're so nervous and so scared about women that you're going to allow her to start making decisions for you because you're too chicken shit to make decisions for yourself. The reason I always tell you guys that's so important that you go to these places and sound check it is because I want to make sure that you are this one thing that you have never been when it comes to the game, and that is prepared. Prepared in your bid. Prepared in how you talk to her on the phone. Prepared on how you set the date. Prepare how you go on the date. Prepare yourself on how you move to show her why she should fuck you. But if you don't want to be prepared, this is not the place for you. Just keep throwing shit up on the wall, asking a bunch of boring, dumbass questions, and think that's going to really turn her on and everything. All right. So, but what I want you guys to do, and this is important to me, guys, that I want you guys out there to learn game and really appreciate how game works for you. Because if you don't do that, you're going to we're going to make sure that at the end of the day, this is why we win. And this is why we allow the humans and surface dwellers to do what they do. What y'all notice, a lot of guys just don't, let me see here. Let me see if I can find one for you. Let me see if I can find it for you. 2 seconds. Is this it right here? All right, so we got those photos and shit. Let me see here. All right, look at this shit right here. Let me show you this. Suggest it works. Yeah, all right, let me show you something. Let me show you where y'all guys go wrong. Let me pull this shit up. All right, peep this. Let me find that shit. All right, so this is a guy. All right, when you don't have game and shit like that, and you throw shit up on the wall, and you mistaken women on what they don't understand and what they don't know and stuff. But what I'm saying is that I mean it's just like y'all, like this is I'll give y'all an example. Let me show you an example. Here's a guy write to a girl, all this shit. Okay, all right. I gave you my number because you may not be working at Walmart any given day. I might be working even though I won't be there for a long time because I have goals and I want to reach it. And I ain't going to tell you what those goals are yet because I got to know if money doesn't mean nothing in your relationship. Oh, such bad grammar. You have to tell me that money doesn't mean blahzy, blahzy. Look at all this shit. Look what she says. This is really sweet. I appreciate it, but unfortunately, I'm not looking for a boyfriend or anything. We can be friends. And look what the fuck he says. No problem. Okay, whatever. Okay? You want a boyfriend, hit me up. This is what's wrong with y'all guys. This is where y'all go wrong. Okay? This is where y'all go wrong. Okay? And this is what we're talking about here. All right? Hold on, let me answer this question right here. If you're on a okay, understand this, young man. This is what y'all understand. When a rock star athlete, let's say a rock star or a musician, before they go on tour, they have people checking out the places that they're going, the clubs, the nightlife, the residents, the foods, and all this other stuff. See, this is what blows me away. Okay, and I want to show you guys something. This is a good question right here, but I'm going to show you how game works. if I am going to, let's say I'm going to California, if I'm going to visit California, all right, I'm going to do my research on that place. And once I get to California and I put my bags up, I'm going to that place and I'm going to sound check it. Because I want to make sure if I run into a woman, even if I'm out of town, which has happened before, I've been out of town and didn't know anything about the area. Go out of town to an area that I don't know about. Sound check it and meet a woman and still able to put in my bid and still able to take her where I want to take her and why I want to take her there. See, you guys are too busy, okay? I don't care if you're on holiday. But see, what you're worried about is losing the spontaneity. You never lose it when you're, okay, yo, man, when you're in control. How can you lose spontaneity when you're in control? How can you lose it when you know what to say, why to say it, how to say it, and where you want to take her? They're always going to make sure that, and again, this is part of the warrior. This is part of you that has to get off your lazy ass. If you're going to Florida, if it's Tampa, Orlando, Miami, or Jacksonville, the main, I guess those main places in Orlando, Florida, you want to know about the nightlife. Look it up. Do your fucking research. Do your research on these things. So once you hit those spots, it's not about, okay, I don't know where to take her. You already know where to take her. You know why to take her there. But see, this is the stuff that I'm talking about that a lot of you guys won't do because you have never learned game, young man. You never learned game, all right? That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. Let me get to this one right here. Guys, y'all want to call in? Let me check the phone lines. The lines are open. If y'all want to call in, 563-999-305-6563, 999-305-6. Brother Dean, do you think more men in the – okay, A-Dog, listen to me. Before we get into this, I know you're new here, so let me help you, okay? In this classroom, we don't think about other men. That is a judgment. What you're talking about is a manosphere. That's a judgment number 6. You're worried about number – not only you're judging, worried about other men, judgment number 5 – but you're thinking about where they're at in an area, and that don't do that. Don't. You're too busy focused on shit that has nothing to do with you. But I will continue to read this. Do you think more men in the manosphere? Number 2, I don't care about other men. Fuck other. Okay, what I'm teaching you here is to have a I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm only out for me. I'm only out for one motherfucker. I don't care what happens to the next man. The next man is not my business. My business is sharpening my sword, my mouthpiece, and who I am, and getting what I want. And whoever gets in my way, get the fuck out of my way. All right? So I just want to help you out here, okay? So you think more men and men are blaming women for their woes like Adam did. Okay. This is not, I don't know anything about church. I'm not religious, so I don't know about Adam and all that other stuff. I don't believe in fairy tales and stories, so I don't know about that. But that I don't listen. I don't care if it's in a Bible or in a rock or in a cave. You don't blame women for anything, okay? All right? Because they like game or are women savage? No, wait a second. How does a woman sabotage you when you're the one running up on her? How is she doing you wrong when you're the one trying to get her? She's just going along her life. She's walking, reading, riding, getting coffee. She's minding her own business. You're going into her life. So how can she sabotage you? Young man. I would just say, as long as you stay here, you got a lot to unpack and a lot to learn because everything you're talking about is surface dwelling shit. We need you to go below the surface and start working on yourself. Stop worrying about other men. Stop worrying about fictitious places called the Manosphere, because if that's the case, you might as well worry about Jupiter and Saturn and Mars, okay? Stop worrying about shit that has nothing to do with you. Stop worrying about other men. Stop worrying about what women are doing to other men, and stop trying to blame or try to figure out in your mind why something is working versus why something isn't, okay? This is what we're talking about here, and I'm going to get into more of this, why what I did for myself helped me out, because I never did these things for anybody but myself, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand here. Let me check the phone lines real quick. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see, okay? See, the thing is that when I begin to work and fix myself and build myself and learn myself, I was able to spot certain kind of patterns. But then once I spotted, was able to learn patterns, okay? Learning how women move versus how they don't move and understanding what they're doing. I then had to figure out, which I did and I'm giving to you for free, I had to figure out a way to get my point across and to make sure I'm not wasting my fucking time with these women. And that's why I created the bid. And that's why I tell you to go ahead, put your bid in, to go ahead and set up the date with her. And like I said, as long as she is going towards your four, that's fine. But if she says, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe I'll get back to you or I think about it. The reason why I set up the bid and letting her know my biggest problem is that I do meet beautiful women, which is the truth. But my problem is in meeting these beautiful women, they have no substance. And the reason why I'm saying I want to get to know you in a more intimate way is because, yes, I'm sexually attracted to you, but sex isn't everything to me. I want to know what's behind that smile. And then if she comes back with this, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'll think about it, I've already got it set up. You see that? It's already set up for me to go ahead and get rid of her ass and let her know why. Because I told her from the get-go that I don't deal with women without substance. I want a woman who knows what she wants versus a woman that's beating around the bush. But with that being said, real quick before I answer this question, the reason why women beat around the bush to a lot of you guys, because I want to say this, it's very important. If you beat around the bush with a woman, you can't say what I'm saying right now. Because, see, what a lot of you guys don't understand is a lot of you guys, because y'all don't have any game, y'all sidebar, walk on eggshells, and beat around the bush with women. And then all of a sudden, you want to man up and start making demands. Can't work that way. Can't work that way. If you ain't man all day, every day, and you try to be man, it's never going to work out. Let me answer this question right here. Check the phone lines. Guys, y'all got a question. Go ahead and put a cue. I got you covered. JC, I see you in there as well. JC, I gave you, goddamn, you gave me a two-parter. All right, I got that in, JC. I got you locked in, my brother. Okay, so would your style help getting into a mock? Okay, brother. A man is not a style. What? where do you get style from? A man is a man. I'm not teaching you to be me. I don't think you understand what's going on here. A lot of you guys are so used to these cult mentality YouTubers that force feed you to be like them. You actually think that all these motherfuckers, no, bro, I don't teach you a style because I'm not trying to teach you shit. I'm trying to teach you to find yourself, to create your own fucking style, not my style. But if you want to know what my style does or what my teachings does, not style, excuse me, my teachings are for you to get whatever the fuck you want. If you want a woman, it's there. I show you that. If you want to get married, I got that too. If you want a family, I got that too. If you want several women, I got that too. So it's not just one thing. It's what you want. But what you want is none of my motherfucking business until you become my student. Then that's what I am caring and concerning about what you want. Because all this is just a question. You're not a student, and you're not really serious about this. It's like you're just asking shit to ask. But I have no problem answering, okay? So what I'm saying is this. So you say, is it mainly just for Muslim women? Because long-term, okay. So what I'm saying to you, Ty, I'm going to give you a warning like I gave AA. Sir, this is not a red pill space. We are not victims. We're not women. And we're not going to blame shit. How can you ask your question first and then give me the answer of a fake, false thought that you have in your weak little ass mind? That doesn't make any sense to me. You talk about long-term relationships, but yet you don't even have any women to even make the fucking last statement that you said. And listen, motherfucker ain't got no game, guys, but look what this cake motherfucker says. Because long-term marriages usually is hard to keep. How the fuck do you know? How do you know when you're not even ganged up on yourself? How do you know? Because this is what I keep telling you. You and the rest of you surface dwellers, you live the lives of other men. That's all you do. You live the lives of other men instead of creating your own life. Oh, my God. There was a Martian on fucking Venus that had a 10-year relationship and it failed. And because he failed it, I failed it because some YouTuber told me. Oh, my God. There was a guy on Jupiter that married a woman and she took all of his money. And because she did it on Jupiter, some YouTuber has forced me to think that I'm going to do it. Do y'all hear how fucking silly y'all sound? And then you wonder why women don't want to fuck with you. You all, listen, this is why I say you guys are manipulated. Women have so much power over you that you are already manipulated and broken before you go out of your house. Because you watch and listen to motherfuckers that tell you fairy tales. Fairy tales. God, you're already going to church to hear fairy tales, but yet you want to go on YouTube to keep on hearing fucking fairy tales? And you believe that shit. Because it happened to a guy on Venus, on Jupiter, on Mars. And most of you guys can't even get the courage to even create your bid to go up to a woman. But yet, you already know that, oh my God, it just doesn't work. Are you fucking kidding me? How can you even say that and you ain't even talking to women? Which means you're part of a cult that is regurgitating information. Because I don't give a fuck what happens to the next man. Guess what? If the bitch leaves him, good for her. If she punches him in the face, I hope she punches, twists, and hit him with a fucking elbow. Because I don't give a goddamn about the next man. I'm sorry. So if you want to be Superman and you want to care about the next man, take your ass three doors down to the left and get the fuck out of this classroom. I'm teaching motherfucking guys that want to conquer shit, guys that win, guys that don't give a fuck, and guys that only worry about themselves, young man. Let me get to the next one, man. My God, man. What a fucking waste of... I'm sorry, guys. That was a waste. I apologize, but I had to answer the question, man. That's what I fucking promised these guys. Our guys' lines are open. Let me get to this next question. All right, so let's get to this question right here. Oh, wait, that's two or two. Wait, let me get... Is this one or two? Oh, wait, wait. All right, part two. One. Okay, I'm going to go two or two. All right, is this what happens when you paint a picture versus doing what you call giving a stick figure description? I just want to make sure I understand the teachings and knowing I ask myself why it helps me able to express which, wait, JC, what's the question? Wait a second, wait. Guys, I'm lost here. Wait, JC, you're JC, call in. JC, just call into the show. You got to call in on this one. I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. Call into the show, JC. I got you. Call into the show. If you're really serious about wanting to know, call into the show, please. I do not understand what it is you're talking about. None whatsoever. I don't understand. JC, call to the show, brother, okay? Stop worrying about you. Okay. B, oh my God, I actually stumbled on this shit. I had to press because I saw it and I had to say something about it. B, please, brother, please, please ask questions about yourself, but please don't give advice because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, he's half right. Stop worrying about men. I'll give him that. But who is your competition? If you're going to give advice, please give sound advice because you're leaving the reader wondering who's the competition. And if you're going to say another fucking man is your competition, then you're in the wrong fucking classroom. The competition you should always have as a man should be against the motherfucker in the mirror. If you're competing against another fucking man, then you have easily rolled into judgment number 4, looking at another man and sizing him up versus yourself. Guys, the judgments don't fail. I keep telling you, you can always tell what you are just through these basic judgments I show you. And this is why y'all are fucking up. This is why y'all losing. You're talking about competition. There ain't no fucking competition out there, man. Stop looking at competition, man. You got to stop this shit. Y'all guys out here just, and JC, please call in. I hope you call in. Let me see if you're going to call in. JC, hopefully you call in. I'll give you a few minutes, and if you ain't going to call in, I'm going to ban you from the thing because I'm trying to help you. And if you can't call in, then you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. So if you don't call in, I'm going to give you a market. Hey, Jeremy, mark that time. I got 902 East. I'm going to give him to 905. Jeremy, let me know when it's 905 East because if it's 905 he doesn't call in, I'm going to ban him, okay? If I'm going to see, guys, I'm trying to show y'all why it's hard to be men. Because y'all guys are so fucking weird, man. You ask questions, but you can't back it. Thank you, Jeremy. Just let me know when we got that. Because you know what? If he doesn't call in within a few minutes, he's gone. Okay. But he knows that. It's not like I didn't tell him. So anyway, but getting back to what I'm saying, let me go ahead and go off the top of my dome and everything and spit this yak to y'all guys while I'm continuing this. See, when you are learning you've got to stop worrying and thinking about what other men are doing. So many of you guys get absorbed in what other men are doing versus being aware of what you need to do. I'm telling the judgments I'm showing you that's going to also be in the book, it doesn't fail. The judgments show why you are fucking up based off the shit you're judging. You're too worried about everything on the surface and not enough depth on the inside. And if you are not worried that way or you're not thinking that way, this isn't for you. Just be what you're supposed to be. Everybody cannot be a man. That's what I keep trying to tell you, okay? Everybody can't, all right? And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, okay? All right? First thing is going to be timeout. You do that again, you're getting booted. I'm not playing. I'm trying to show y'all how man is. Men don't do this shit. Men don't just sit around and let y'all fucking pop your gums. If you're going to be a student, you're going to be one. But nobody want to hear that fucking shit. Okay, here you go, big time. How you doing? Thank you very much. But everything I used, the game ended up failing to the beautiful women. I love your content, but everything I use, the game, I end up falling for beautiful women when I get them, and I don't know what to do. Well, all right, brother, big dog. Hold on, big time. You use the game, but you ended up falling. You end up falling for the beautiful woman. Well, okay. Here's the problem, brother, and I appreciate the kind words. But in what you're saying, oh, it is 905. Let me check. He called. No, he didn't. All right, hold on 1 second, guys. I got to do something. Let me go find him. All right. All right. Take care, JC. Good luck. Good luck in your endeavors with somebody else. Good luck in your endeavors with somebody else. We're going to go ahead and block them. Okay. So anyway, what I'm saying is this, is that what's important here is that this is not for content. The problem is a lot of you surface dweller thinking people are just looking at content and it's just content. That's your problem. You're not a student of the game because you're not building a solid foundation because you're not a student of the game. Listen, I don't mind, and I'm fine with you guys bird watching. I'm not mad or angry for you guys out there to bird watch. I don't mind you guys bird watching. But the thing that that bothers me is when you bird watch and then you come with something that's happened to you and you expect it not to happen. You expect it not to happen or not to – it's supposed to be that way. Well, I don't understand. You don't know what to do because you're not a student of the game. I don't – this is what I'm showing you is this is not a complicated thing. The stuff I teach you is not complicated. It's just be big or BT. What I'm saying is you just got to realize that you're just this ain't for you. So just bird watch from a distance, listen to the content, and just do what you do and realize you're going to fail. But here's the good news. I keep telling you. You're going to find a woman one day that's not going to respect you, she's not going to love you, and she's going to hate your fucking guts, and she's going to cheat on you. But the good news is she will marry you, and she'll hang out with you, and she'll have kids with you. That's the good news. But you'll never get the respect as a man because you choose not to want to learn game. You don't know game, so you want to birdwatch. So continue to birdwatch. It's all good. Let's see here. I don't know what, can anyone tell me what FOMO is? What is FOMO? What is FOMO? And sound mind, God, please don't let this be some red tube shoot. What is FOMO, Jeremy, or freelance? What is that shit? Can somebody tell me what FOMO is? What the fuck is FOMO? Okay. Oh, thank you, Scary Perry. Fear of mood. Thank you. Okay. Break down the cause of fear of missing out. Okay, thank you, guys. Well, sound mind, can you just say that? I don't fucking, guys, men don't do this shit. Women do that kind of shit, abbreviate. Just talk. I can't read your mind. I can't. Okay. The fear of missing out of what? What are you missing out on, sound mind? What is it? What? Thank you, guys. All right. What are you missing out on? I've been feeling it lately, not satisfied with my current life. No, you are. Whoa. That's a lie. No, sound. Time out, gentlemen. You are satisfied with your life. You got it wrong, buddy. You and the 98% of you surface dwellers, you're satisfied with losing. You're satisfied with being scared. You're satisfied with not having confidence. You're satisfied without learning game. Don't get it wrong. Let me stop you. I don't want you to lie. You're satisfied. And bad thing. You guys just have to accept that the game isn't everybody. I'm telling you, Law Zero, the second book that's being worked on, Law Zero. Everybody cannot be a man. What you are is what you are, and you don't have to try to change. Stop trying to take a square peg and force it into a round hole. You are satisfied, and I don't think a lot, and I'm not trying to be a dick here. A lot of you guys are satisfied with being average. You're satisfied. It's not a bad thing. And because you're satisfied being average, you don't want to be above average. You don't want to be great, because all you want to be is average. And it's not a knock. It's a great thing that you're saying. But you should be satisfied. No, listen. You should be happy with what you chose. You choose your life you live. Nobody chooses that shit for you. But if you choose to be average, then just be average. That's all I'm saying, okay? Who said that we're losing? You're losing. And guess what? I don't time out. And if you don't like what the fuck I'm saying, take your bitch ass on. Listen, if you're winning, why the fuck you here? Oh, and wait a second. You know what? You're winning, right? So because you're winning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in timeout. You open your fucking mouth again, I'll boot you out. Go to your little YouTube channel and tell everybody why you're winning. You fucking loser. Fucking get out of here with this bullshit. I can't understand how you guys out here sit around here. Listen, if you don't want to hear truth, then go to the lies across the street. Because I don't want to waste your time. I'm under the impression that you guys are here because you need a punch in the chest to wake up. But I'm not going to sit here and hear a loser try to tell me that who says we're losing. Then if you're winning, you don't need to be here. Get your bitch ass out of here. You don't need to be here if you're winning. Get out of here. But you know what? I see the Jeremys. I see the Freelance Ronins. And I see the Tylers in there. Guess what? They're winning. But why are they in here? Because they're students of the fucking game. That's the difference. You're not a student of the game, brother. So you can say whatever the fuck you want, but if you don't like this shit, get the fuck on. I'm good. I've always told you, if I only had one student, I'm fine. I appreciate my students because my students win. But if you got a thought and you're a surface dweller, well, you better watch who the fuck you talk to, because we'll kick you the fuck out real quick. We don't play that shit. Let's see here. Yeah, well, that's the Big. That's all I'm saying. But Big, this is the thing. Listen, like I was about to say to Sound Mind, don't do it because I'm saying do it. Do it because you know you. If you really want to learn, you know what you have to do. Colleges, medical institutions, and all these other things, they don't beg you to come to their campus, but they know when you get there, they're going to teach you things so you can expand who you are and when you go out in the real world. That's the thing we've been doing for over 30 years. I'm not asking you motherfuckers to come here. Don't do it. Don't come here. But if you're going to call in and you're going to ask me questions over and over again, I don't mind answering those. But after a while, I'm like, dude, why are you even asking questions? You don't really want to know the answer. So it's all good, dog. It's all good. It's all love. It's all love, man. James, what are you saying? FIM is a common acronym for anyone who engages in financial. Okay, well, James, I'm not in the – I do have stocks and shit, but I'm not in that, like, deep in the financial market. So thank you. I appreciate for the education, sir. Thank you very much, okay? Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's see here. What is he saying? Wait, by becoming your student and getting the game with women – would it also help me become confident in general? Okay. Let me check the lines real quick before I do this. All right, guys, I got you covered. 630-646. Give me 1 second. I'll bring you in. Give me 1 second. Matter of fact, I'm going to take these phone calls. Hey, Ty, I'm going to get you in 1 second. Let me take these phone calls first, and I will put this back in the queue, Ty, and I will answer that in 1 second, dog. I'll help you because you don't understand game. All right, Eric code 630, then 646. 630, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? I had that two-part question earlier, so I was just really asking by knowing or ask yourself why, does that help you? Helps you
but wait,
be
sir,
able to
why,
the conversation?
Wait, why did you call? Why are you calling when I told you to call in?
I was behind in the video.
Well, you should have said something. I blocked you, so I got to go back and find your ass and bring you back in. But go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead. What's your question now?
Okay, so So I was just saying, knowing or ask yourself why helps you to be able to express yourself, which takes the conversation to another level.
No. That's just one step. That's one step. See, in order to know the why, that's what you got to use to market yourself to really trust what it is you want to do. Just because you know the why doesn't mean you're going to do it until you trust yourself to do it. Remember, you got to know your why for yourself, not for anybody else. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
But what do you mean? Once you know your why, what do you mean? What is supposed to happen?
Well, the second part was that I was trying to understand, is that what helps you? Is that what you mean by, like, painting a picture versus giving, a stick figure description?
Well, no. Once I know my why, I've got to sell it to – okay, before you can express and paint to a woman, you've got to know your why to yourself and believe in that why enough to say, you know what? Okay, this is what I have to do. Give me an example and I'll break it down for you off the hat. Give me an example.
Just going on a date at a restaurant.
All right, going on a date at a restaurant. Okay, good one, sir. All right, good one. All right, so going on a date in a restaurant, while I'm doing this, excuse me, I'm trying to find your name so I can unfucking block your fucking ass. I wish you would have said something. All right, so what I'm saying is if I'm going on a date, the thing that's important for me is before the date that I do the sound check, because the date that I'm going on, I'm going on this one time. It's going to be the same place with every woman. I'm not going to go anywhere different. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying as far as my why is basically this. I want to make sure that the women I go with, they're going to get an experience of being with me, an experience of what it's like to be with me, because you just don't understand what it's like I do this even now, and I've always done this. It's nothing like going to a place and you sit down. The waiter walks over to you and says, hello, your lobster bisque is on its way. I've got your plastic fork on the – because I eat plastic forks. I used to be a dishwasher, so I'll eat metal forks. I used to be a dishwasher. So they have my plastic fork on the table. They're bringing in my lobster bisque and the biscuits or the rolls and all that other stuff. I already know my appetizer before I even say anything. They say, how you doing? We got your lobster bisque on the way. We got your appetizers, and you got your silverware already ready to go. Your drinks are on its way as well. Now, how do you think that feels when you're sitting across from a woman and the guy just walks up and it's already there? You don't have to – look, when he takes her order and just walks away, it's going to fuck everything up because she's going to wonder, who is this guy? You see what I'm saying? JC, I got you back in, y'all. You come back in, JC. I got you. I brought you back in. But what I'm saying is, JC, is that that's why I teach sound checks, because I want to make sure Lake spreads your ass cheeks, the place I go for coffee, cocoa, tea, and ice cream, right? Those are my spots. I'm never going to – my spots are always going to be the same. So that means when I take a woman, I'm going to get the best service because I know my waiter. I know the cheese boards. I know the wines that go in the cheese boards. I know the cocos. I know where the cocos come from. I know where the tea leaves come from. Listen, giving women that kind of information is something women are not used to getting. But then they're going to find out, well, then, do you take women to this place a lot? Only the ones that I'm interested in. Because this is my spot. So that's your why. But then what you're saying is, okay, now this is my spot. This is why I like it. I like it because what do you like about it? What do you like about it? Do you like the atmosphere? Is it a tea, a coffee, or a cocoa that you enjoy? Or an ice cream? What is it that you love about this place? I didn't say anything about the woman. I'm saying, what is it that you enjoy about the place? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
okay, yeah, it's making sense now.
So what I'm saying is that what do you like about it? So wait, and so everything you're answering is part of the picture you're going to paint. See, I don't want my students just to say, hey, let's go out to some ice cream. Let's go out and do something. That sounds weak as fuck. Hey, I know this spot that I love the most, and why I love it the most is because, you know what? Hey, guys, hold on, Carl. You know I'm going to bring some of these motherfuckers in here that I love. All right. So you know what? I know this spot on the corner of Good and Mind, okay? And the place that I love is called Taylor's and everything. What I love about Taylor's so much is that they have the thing that I love about this cafe. It's a very intimate cafe. It's one of those places really people don't know. It's like a hole-in-the-wall cafe. But what I love about Taylor so much is the cocoa that they have. And let me tell you what I love about the cocoa. The cocoa comes from a country called Bernie LCC, you know, in South American shit. And let me tell you about the cocoa beans. And it's something about the cocoa beans that they have in there that gives the flavor of the cocoa such a great taste. And also what I also love is, you know what, the velvet cake that goes well with it. Those things, my company and you, I think this would be a great time. So why don't we do this? You see what I'm saying? All I'm doing is telling her my why. You see what I'm saying, brother?
It makes a lot of sense.
Right, so I'm painting. What I'm saying is, I'm giving you the virtual experience without you being there. Where's my virtual headset? Like I'm going to be doing it in a little while. But I'm trying to give you a virtual experience of what it's going to be like to lighten the palate and give you a little bit of thought. Like, damn, I look forward to this. The way you make it sound is like it's something, damn, I can't wait to taste the cocoa. But when we get there, you know, this cocoa has spice in it. And that cocoa has this one has that one, and that one has this one. And then what you do when you had this shit down and you so cool with the guy, you call up old boy Andrew and shit. Hey, Drew, man, hey, look, I got one rolling on Saturday, which I'm going to be baking and shit. What's up with the bake thing? And tell him, Andrew be like, well, shit, we got the truffles, we got the cakes, we got this and this. Okay, so let me get a question. What do you think is going to go? Because that sounds something new. Is that going to go with the spiced cocoa? Would that go with it? Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you, Drew. Got it. You see what I'm saying? So when her and I are sitting down or we're about to order, it's not that I'm going to order for her, but I'm going to push her. Remember, educate and elevate, right? We're on our date. Yeah. I know she wants basic cocoa, but you know what? Let's do something a little bit different. You might want it. Do you like spicy? No, I'm not talking to you. I'm saying I'm to the woman. Do you like spicy? You like spicy? Oh, wait, listen. Then you've got to try this cocoa. And you know what? Hey, Drew, can we get a slice of lemon joint, whatever it is, right? Now, the reason why this goes with it, it's a great combination. We've got to try. You see what I'm saying? I'm leading her the whole time. Because, listen, most guys don't eat. Most guys, what you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What school? I'm not doing that shit. I'm not asking of you. I'm showing her why I am the motherfucker I am. Because the way I put my bid in, from the way I had the first conversation, from the way I set the date up, from the way I let's say it's not Andrews or something, okay? Let me find another motherfucker. Let's say we're at going to Alonzo. Let's say Alonzo, right? Let's say Alonzo is my motherfucking waiter, right? And Alonzo is at the tea place. And I set the date up for, hey, Alonzo, yo, you good on Saturday? What time, big dog? Oh, Steve, I work from like 3 to 9. All right, bet. I'm going to set this motherfucker up for about 8:30, okay? You'll be there, got me. Lock me in, Alonzo. Bet, okay. It's already done. So when I take her, I tell her when to come, where to go. I break down the tea leaves. I break down what's so great about it. We get there. I already know what to do, JC. I already know what to do because I scribed how I'm going to introduce. I scribed how I'm going to hug her. I scribed how I'm going to tell her how nice she smells and how sexy she looks. I scribed when she's going to sit down. I know Alonzo's going to come over. Alonzo, what's going on, Alonzo? How you doing? Hey, Alonzo, wait, before you order, Alonzo, let me tell you how I met here. Alonzo, you know how it is, man. Come on, Alonzo, man. Hey, Alonzo, man, I'm over here, man, at the gym, whatever, wherever you are, I'm just helping y'all guys out. Man, I'm trying to get my work on Alonzo, man, trying to get my pump on and stuff. And, man, God damn, Alonzo, I saw this over here, Alonzo. Come on, man. Come on, dog. You know what I mean, man? Come on, man. I saw this over here. I was like, dog, come on. You know I'm going to let this get by? I mean, look at my face. Come on, Alonzo. Hey, look, PJ. And Alonzo and I have the conversation. I said, Alonzo, go ahead and take her order and everything. We good. Alonzo, remember, when I get that motherfucker and ask for that receipt, give me a few minutes because I'm going for the kiss. All right? You see that? All of that is set up. I know my why. This is already planned before I even meet the woman. So that means there's no pressure on me whatsoever. You see what I'm saying, JC? There's no
pressure.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense, Steve.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get it to make sense. There's no – listen, if you already know what to do, there's no pressure. You just do it.
Right.
And listen. And she's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say I'm not sure. But if you follow the bid correctly, then you can use that because you're putting more pressure on her. See, when you bring up character – you're saying, okay, do you have character? Because a motherfucker with character can't say, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe I get back to you. They don't show up late. But if you're showing me you have no character, then I got to let you go like all the other women. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's how it works. So that's what I'm saying. So it's learning your why for you. Remember, it's your four. It's learning your 6 4 6. I got you 1 second. It's learning your why for you. But once you know your why, okay, and you believe in it, then you have got to defend that position of that why. Because if she questions you, you better have the answer. If she wants to question why you want to go here versus there, you better be able to defend your position. See, it's not just the why, young man. The next step is, if you believe in it enough, you defend it. Never let a woman challenge you on it. Never let her question because you defend that position, okay? Do you understand that, JC?
Yeah, I get it. It makes a lot of sense.
All right, wait, one more. And then after you defend it, you got to stand on it, meaning that if this means I lose the woman, so be it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is standing on it. Standing on it means that I'm so adamant in what I think and what I feel. If that means losing you, I'm fine with. Brother, do you know how many women, well, I usually fuck them afterwards, but how many I lose in the beginning? Because they want to know if I'm a Democrat. They want to know if I'm an independent. They want to know what I do for a living. I'm not sharing that information with you. That's none of your business. Listen. I always tell them, you asking me personal questions like that is me asking you how many guys you fuck. Oh, but you can't tell me what you do for a living? Why does what I do for a living matter to you? Well, I need to know whether you take care. You see what I'm saying? I am not going to explain something I'm adamant in. I'm never going to tell a woman what I do for a living. I'm never going to tell her what my religion, if you're a religion, I'm not going to talk about religion or politics. You never talk religion, you never talk politics, and you never talk what you do for a living to a woman in a get-go. Because all that shit doesn't fucking matter. But I believe in it so much that I'm willing to lose you over that shit. That's what I mean, stand on it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. So, hey Zach B., brother, if you want to call in the show, call in the show. This will be your last time. If you're going to say something like that, anything smart ass, I'm going to just ban you. I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself, call to the show. But if not, please be quiet, sir. This is not for you. I don't give a fuck what you hook up with or what you don't. You ain't got no game, motherfucker. So please stop that shit. I timed out you. Next one, you'll just get kicked the fuck out. So maybe you should go ahead and leave. All right, well, I got other calls to grab. But is that 6 6 6 6 I got you next. But you okay with that now, JC?
I know, yeah, that definitely explains everything, man. Thanks for breaking it down, Steve. This is
no,
stuff
and,
that
nobody
else
brought you back
like
in.
You
I'm
said.
Sorry. Because, I got you, man. I just need, listen, I want to help you. You got to come in so we talk. Then you explain yourself. So you're in band. You're in. You should come bring your ass back into the chat room. But what I'm saying is this, JC, at the end of the day, this is where a lot of guys go wrong. They don't know their whys. They don't know their whys. They don't defend it. They don't stand on it, and they don't even express it to these women. And everything I'm showing you is simple. This is kindergarten, brother. This ain't hard to do because I don't – see, they are worried about losing the woman, but how can you lose something you never had? How are you losing something you never tasted, touched, or penetrated? How do you lose? I that's what you say. I don't lose anything because I haven't had you yet to lose. And even if I did have you, I wouldn't be the one losing. Okay? All right, my brother. So great question, man.
All right.
Get your ass back in the chat, okay? Get back in the chat.
For sure.
All right, respect, man. Good one. 646, sorry for the wait. Tyler, you're next. What's up, 646? How can I help you?
So I know I left a message in the chat. I wasn't meaning any disrespect by it. I mean, we've spoken before. I've patronized you.
What did you put in the chat? What did you put in the chat? What did you put in the chat?
I think it was like, don't talk about the problems, talk about solutions, and it was just below the guy who was like saying, why do you think we're losing or something like that. So I didn't know our chats are so in such close proximity that I was like, I'm not sure. You kind of went a little tirade there. So I just wanted to clear that up. And also,
wait, did I kick you out or something?
Basically, no. But
okay,
basically everything you were just talking about.
Yes.
There's no problem. There's no problem. I just wanted to make sure there was no misunderstanding there.
Okay, don't worry about it. I just go eyes forward. So what's up, big dog? What's going on? What's good with you?
Yeah, I mean, this ties in with the comment that I said. Like everything you just said, you know, to the last caller, like that's gold right there. You know, like obviously, I still need to learn a lot of this shit. So I say shit. I don't mean that in a demeaning way.
No, I'm not taking it in a mean way. That's how you talk. It's all good, bro. I'm not mad at that shit. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all love, man. But, yeah, it's all good.
But the latter part, when you started getting into, especially this for me, they started drilling you on, like, what you do for work and stuff like that. And then,
Yes, sir.
Like, I've ran into that before, and it's kind of like...
Well, okay. Remember, 646, you leave... Okay. What you guys don't understand is you lead to your demise when you're not leading them to your four. Okay, when I'm talking to a woman, I've got a plan of attack to move where I need to go without asking her a bunch of interviewing questions. I want to talk to her about me or talk to her about her and then use what she said. Like, give me an example. Okay, let's do something real quick. Okay. Let's take that woman that asked you about what you do for a living. Well, how did the conversation even start?
I was at a grocery store, and she was with a friend. You know, they was in, like, some workout attire.
Yes.
So I went over there. They was looking good, you know. I said, what's up? They were visiting from out of town. I was like, okay, well, like, I already have my stuff. I was ready to get out the store. I got to get going. You know, but let me get your number. Let's grab.
Why you give women's numbers though? I don't understand. Why you hate yourself?
I did give them mine. And it's funny. There was a chick like 2 days ago when I did that. She was like, I don't think that's the best tactic. She was getting all analytical
Why? Why do you give women your number?
I like that method.
No, I'm going to show you something. I got you. I'm going to show you with that woman so you'll be prepared next time. Why do you give women your number?
What I said was because, it's no sweat. Like, if you don't hit me up, I feel like the interaction is good either way.
All right, we got to paint better. I got you. We want to paint more of a better picture.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is not a tactic because I don't. All right, mark this. Because I'm doing this with you. Mark this at the. How many minutes is this? All right, 139. Okay, mark 139. Okay, this is going to be specifically for you. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I would say this is that number one. I'm not about tactics, gimmicks, or games. I'm not about those things. The reason why I give my number to women is because the biggest problem and issue that I have is that I meet a lot of beautiful women all the time who don't have any substance and anything going for themselves. And the one thing I want to do is, listen, I believe in that if you like me, you'll call me. We are both adults. I'm not playing games. If you are interested in me, you will call me. And that's why I offer you my number. But this is not a tactic. You see what I'm saying? See, you see how I did that?
Yeah, you flipped it.
It
was like a negative frame, the way I kind of phrased it.
Yeah,
and then the other way, you're not bullshitting. It's like,
well, it's all I'm just saying. I'm defending it. I'm defending my position. You see what I'm saying? I will always offer you my number because I came up to you. You didn't come up to me. I approached you. Or, you know, put my bid in, but it's an approach to her. I approached you, right? And because I did that, I'm just giving you the opportunity to get to know me better in a more intimate way. Well, you shouldn't do that. Well, then it was nice meeting you. Or you could say, well, then give me your number. Allow me to make it up to you when you cook for me for dinner. But as a joke, you know, I mean, there's so many ways you can do this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. The problem is like just in the moment, I'm not. Like,
But that's why we prepare. See, that's why we scribe these things. See, when you're at home brushing your teeth or watching TV, you should scribe these things. What do I do if a woman challenges something that I do? What is going to be my response? That's all it is. And it's just scribing it, brother. I'm just trying to prepare you for when it happens. You've already got it in the chamber.
Also,
so I'll
tell you another story.
Yes,
this
sure.
is a little bit of a better interaction. My bad for cutting you off. If you have more, I'll wait.
No, you're good.
But
you're
I had another thing. So I don't really go out that much, you know, like grocery store, coffee shop. I might run into a chick like once or twice if I end up doing that like in a weekly basis, you know, during the day. So I'm not like hitting up 25 chicks every day or anything like that.
Yeah.
But in this case, the better interaction I could say that I remember that kind of threw me off, it was like, I don't know, it was in a bar, you know, a little dive bar, pool tables and stuff.
Yes.
Saw a chick with a sleeve tattoo. Right? I liked it, so I just went, commented on it. She had her friends. They were kind of chatting, and then she ended up walking away while I was talking to another one. Then I just ended up playing pool. I kind of got to, like, thinking, like, damn, I should have hit that chick up again, the one with the sleep tattoo. And then I did, you know, met her other friend, commented on her outfit and shiz. Basically.
But why would you comment on her?
Just like, you should be fucking with me.
Why would you comment on her on her outfit? Why would you do that?
Because I liked it. I was like, yeah, not the sleeve tattoo. It was her friend because they were talking and I walked up, and this was like the first time I talked to that other friend, and I just like, yeah, I liked the outfit.
Okay, but
so I was like giving her a compliment.
Right, but what I'm saying is that this is where a lot of guys go wrong. You see. When you do that, you're already setting yourself up to fail because
this
you're
wasn't
saying,
a chick I was trying to get at. It was her.
I know, but I'm trying to show you. I'm not done. It was a comma. When you walked up to the other chick talking to her about her outfit, and then you want to talk to the other chick, then why are you focusing on the chick with the outfit instead of focusing on the one you need to talk to? Why would you say, oh, you look nice in your dress, but anyway, I want to talk to you? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I could see where that probably could have been a bad thing at the time.
Yeah, it was.
It's less about the words in that situation. It's basically, you know, like, yeah, come, like, what are you doing after this? You know, trying to get the pull. And then she was like, oh, I got to wake up in the morning or something. I just remember I was like, at one point, like, you should be fucking with me. And then, like, I gave her my number, you know, and then, like, it was just like we were about to, like, separate, you know. But I can't remember who initially. I think I went for the hug or something, and she like turned around on me, and like.
But why are you hugging somebody you don't know?
I actually turned around like I hugged her from the back kind of thing.
My friend, why are you hugging someone you don't know?
I went for it. See?
But, okay, like, okay, okay. But see, we're not creepy. That's creepy.
Did.
Okay. All right, but that, okay, but that's creepy because you're invading someone's space that you don't even know. You don't know her.
Moment,
you should never. Okay, but
turned
I'm,
around
okay.
and then.
But okay, you gotta pay attention. That's creepy as fuck. Let me show you the negatives. The first negative, you talk to a friend and was complimenting a friend, and you try to talk to her. That's negative number one. Negative number two is you gave her your information and then you tried. You don't keep your hands to yourself. You have no right to touch a woman or hug a woman, no matter how you feel. Never do that. Don't ever do that again.
Well, it's not like I just like grabbed her. Like I
okay, but so okay, okay, okay.
Like,
listen,
I went,
listen.
I like had my arms open
okay.
and she came to me, kind of thing.
But don't ever do. Okay, if you want to be a student here, I'm just telling you. If you want to go to the red pill shit and do that shit, that's fine. I'm just telling you over here.
What
don't ever do
red
that.
Pill, what I was just saying, like it wasn't
don't
like
ever,
you're
listen,
framing
brother.
It as creepy right now, though. And I'm just saying,
brother,
like I
brother,
had my
brother,
arms open,
brother. You're
she
fucking
was receptive
touching
to it.
Bro, damn it. Are you going to shut the fuck up and listen, or I'm going to move on? Because I'm not going to fucking try to explain. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
But
just,
I was in
this,
a situation,
this,
though.
I don't – listen, I'm trying to tell you,
like
motherfucking
you
ass,
right
stop
now.
Touching women. Stop touching the bitches, all right? Don't touch women, okay? Don't touch
I
them.
Had my arms open, and she came
okay,
to me.
Okay, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I'm going to let you go. You just – guys, listen to me. I don't – wait, guys. I don't understand. Don't put your hands on a woman you don't even know. Why? I don't want you to go to jail, be a rat, get smacked, stabbed, punched, or shot because they're trying to finish up. Please, guys, do not. I had to let him go because he don't want to listen. He don't want to listen. Guys, listen to me. I don't mind you shaking her hand. That's fine. Don't try to put your hands on somebody that does not know you. And if you feel you have to, please get the fuck away from here. Please leave. We don't want anybody here that feels that they should be touching a woman without permission. And don't assume she's giving you permission if she's smiling. Don't assume because she likes what you're saying, she wants you to touch her. It's one thing if she reaches out and touches you. And even if she touches you, I still wouldn't try to hug her first if I don't know her. Please. Please. Okay? And James, thank you very much, but this ain't for you, so I'm going to kick you out. Good luck, James. Hey, good luck in your endeavors, James. Bye. See you. See you. I don't need to sound with it. Listen. I'm not saying that she's going to call the police on you, but women are on edge. And some women who may have some other guy friends just go, hey, big guy with the muscle, he harassed me, and you're going to get your ass beat. Don't do it. That's why I'm going to let James out. I'm going to do James a favor. I'm going to do James a favor. He ain't ready for this. He ain't ready for this game, man. I'm telling you, man. All right, let me get to some of these questions. I mean, some of these calls got questions and stuff as well. Tyler, what's up, brother? How can I help you, man?
I'm just sitting back here working, listening to the show. But,
okay.
You know, you talk about the sound check. I'll say, you talk about the sound check like in Hot Chocolate. And, I mean, the thing is, I really like my local Hot Chocolate spot. And when I'm approaching someone, people like to have that like intricate detail about your who you are, and it really does connect with like, okay, when I'm approaching someone or when I'm putting in my bid, it's definitely that's the opportunity that they're going to get to have if they take the, you know, the golden ticket and meet.
Yes. Yes.
And
absolutely.
It just it all connects, you know, when you go
yes.
through the motions of that experience that you're talking about, it connects with when you're giving that woman the opportunity to do that when you meet her. You know, it's just all connected.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you, man. I can't even say that. You're right. I mean, yeah, you good. Shit, I can't say that, Tyler. You fucking right. You getting that shit because you fucking
and
paying attention.
And then the thing is, you go and like do a couple of these like if you go on a Saturday and you do like two of them in like a 4-hour period,
mm-hmm.
so all those same people that are working with you, you know, the next thing you know, without even like talking to them, they know exactly what's going on and they want to enhance the experience for everyone too. You know, it's what you're saying is exactly right. It happens that way with just going through the motions and doing it. It's not like you got to like bend the server's arm. They're into it, man. It's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyler. Let me go ahead and handle some of this other shit. You got a question, just hit the button. But I appreciate you, Tyler. Much love to you, Ty. Good job, though. All right, guys, I'm calling. You got the number. Let me go ahead and listen. Tim 432. Listen. Let me go ahead and say something to you. Listen. If you want to touch women, then please get your fucking ass away from this place. Okay? I don't give a fuck if she grabs your package. I'm telling you, if you don't want her to if you don't want her to touch you, Tim, then tell her, don't touch me. Because just like she has a right to tell you not to touch her, Tim, you got the right to tell her not to touch you. But your desperate, weird fucking ass will accept her touch. But see, you are the kind of motherfucker that was going to try to take it to another end. See, because a woman may touch you, you will think touching you is she wants to sleep with you. Flirting with you means she wants to go back to your place. And this is why you don't have game. So let me just tell your fucking ass this. If you don't want a fucking woman touching you, tell her don't touch you. Tell her don't touch you. But regardless of what I'm saying, do not put your hands on a woman you do not know. Now you laugh at that one more time and see what the fuck happens. My God, man. Fuck you talking about. We keep going. Okay, there we go. Hey, Bird. Hey, guys. We have 12 minutes to go. Y'all want to call in? I got you covered, guys. Much love. Appreciate you guys. Let's go, man. Let's see here. Oh, let me grab this other question. All right. I have a video chat meetup tomorrow with a girl I like. Oof. Stop. Oof. 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 I'm going to tell you why it's going to be bad for you, my brother. The problem is that you like her. And the fact that you like her, you're going to put more pressure on yourself to get her to do the thing that you want, which is like you back. So you're going to stumble on shit. This is why I tell you guys, man, I don't want a woman's likes and all that other shit. I don't want any of that stuff. Well, listen, yes, I'm curious about a woman, but she hasn't done enough to even get my attention, be worth my time, be worth my respect to my dick. Now, I understand you like her, but here's the thing. She already knows you like her. Matter of fact, she knows you want to fuck her. But you're thinking that, okay, I like her, okay? Now, you're saying, how long should it last, and when should I set up the meetup talking on Hinge for 3 days so far? Well, okay, hey, Bird, you got to – Bird, this is the beautiful thing about being a man. You just got to pick the time you want, and you got to know why you're picking that time. You got to know why you're picking that time. So if you do that and you lock into why you're doing it, I say do it, but I hope you have the conversation classes to go ahead and show her where you don't, because if you're, here's my thing, wait. Hey, Bert, I need you to answer a question. You said you've been talking on Hinge for 3 days. Dude, Bert, call into the show because I got to talk to you. I'm trying to, I got to hear this. Bert, call into the show because I want to help you. But in order for me to help you, I got to get an understanding of those 3 days. So if you actually want to help, call in. I got you covered. Just like JC, call into the show, Bird. Just I got to find out some things that I don't. See, here's the thing about this show. I just don't want to tell you shit because it might not match up with what you've already done. So I need to know what you have built and created so we can keep building if it's the right thing versus tearing it down and starting over. So if you want the help, please call in. I want to help you. I got you, man. I won't yell and scream at you, I promise, or hang up on you. I know you're not going to touch a woman without their permission. So just go ahead and call, okay? I got you covered. So let me get to the next one, Harry. But go ahead and call, okay? Call, brother, so I can help you, all right? Just call in. I got you covered, brother. Let me get to this question right here. Guys, I got questions. Go ahead and put it in. I'll make sure that I'll answer it. I got you guys covered. Let me make sure I mark all your questions that we have. Bird, hey, Bird, call me, dog. Call into the show, Bird. Call into the show. I got you. I got you, Bird. Call into the show. Because, see, here's the thing about game I want to show y'all real quick. Harry, hold on a second. See, sometimes y'all ask for answers to things that it might hurt you and do more harm to you if I don't know what you're doing. Because if you've been playing it safe for 3 days and I give you a man thing to do, it's going to fuck everything up because she's going to want to know who are you. But if you're doing some smooth shit and you want to keep it going, we can add on to it. But in order for me to help you, B-Dog, please call into the show. I'll be happy, but I just need to know what was going on in those 3 days because I don't want to give you the wrong information. That's why, guys, this is why coaching is important. It's not about just giving you one-word answer. I got to see what's going on to lead you in the right direction versus just give you anything, okay? That's all I'm saying, okay? So let's keep going. Let's see here. Hold on, Washed Away. Rich, you're in the wrong room, Washed Away. You're good, buddy. You're in the wrong room, buddy. You're good. Don't get mad. You're good, buddy. Go to another thing. You're good. Don't worry about it. We're not mad at you, buddy. This just ain't the place for you. So go ahead and okay, here we go. Let me get in. And let me bring in 901 real quickly, 850. I don't know which one you are, Bird, but be patient with me. 901, who are you? What's your name? What's your call from? What's up?
Hey, Mr. Steve. This is Tavion Simpson.
Hey, how you doing, Tavion? Okay, hey, wait. Let me make sure Bird is maybe 850. Hey, Bird, if that's you, hold on, dog. I got you. All right, what's going on, Tavion? What's up, man?
I'll keep it short, Mr. Steve. I just wanted to say that I'm grateful for all this information that you're giving out, and it really helped me out understanding myself and understanding females.
Well, okay, but then I'm failing you if I'm showing you how to understand females. I'm not trying to show you how to understand females.
I don't show you how to understand females
because I don't care enough about them to have you understand them. I'm trying to get you to understand you. And be you, and don't worry about what they are, because what they are when you first meet them is a lie. That's not who they actually are. That's the lie. The not trusting, I have value, morals, ethics, and all that other shit, that's the lie. So you got to realize they're lying in the beginning. That's not really them. So fuck what they are, okay? But I'm sorry, but what's up, brother?
Okay, that's all I had to say, Mr. Steve. Once again, I appreciate it.
Hey, man, don't call me Mr. D. I'm old, man. I ain't that goddamn old, but no, it's all good, young man. I love you. Got love for you, man. And if you need anything, just call, okay, young man? Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, stay up, young man. Great call. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. 850, Bird, is this you?
Yeah, this is me, bro. What's
up, B? What's up, Bird, baby? What's up, B? All right, man, let's get into this shit, dog. Hold on now, Bird. Now, you've been on talking for 3 days, dog. Come on, Bird.
I'd already asked her for her number and everything.
Hey, Bird.
I didn't ask her for her number. I gave her my number.
Hold on, Bird. Listen. There are no judgments here. I'm only here to help you, okay? If you fucked up, I still got you. So, what have you been talking to her for 3 days about? And now you're on Hinge. What are y'all talking about?
I sent her a message about something on her profile.
All right, Bird, stop. Bird. Let's go ahead and read. Go to your phone. Go to your app. Come on, Bird. Go to your app and read the comments. I got you. Hey, Bird, I got you. Listen, Bird. I'm your shark, dog. I'm gonna try to clean up this fucking mess that I feel is about to hit.
I don't know if it was a mess, but.
All right, let's see what you got, Bird. Let's see what you got, B. Come on, B.
So I messaged her on Hinge, and she like had replied back, and I started using like voice messages to talk to her, and okay. She was really into me, and she was like, we kept talking about, you know, just like intellectual stuff for a second, but then like I switched the conversation.
Give me something. Come on, Bird. You beat her. Come on, Bird. I can't help if you don't give me details. Come on, Bird.
I'm trying to give you details. As much as I remember, most of the messages
were like just voice read messages. The message. Bird, read one message.
All right. Okay. So long story short, though, Steve, she said that, like, okay, so I told her, like, I think she's really cute, and I wanted to get her number and everything like that. And, I said, I think you're really cute, and I said, here's my number. And I did send her my number. But then she said she has this rule where she doesn't really give out numbers.
Okay, all right, come on. Okay, Bert, okay. All right, wait, Bert, okay. All right, people, all right, let me show you something for next time.
All right.
Next time when you're doing something with a woman, don't just push her towards the number. Find what I call the safe haven. A safe area, okay?
Safe
area is going to be WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, or Instagram Messenger.
Okay.
That's a safe haven.
Okay.
And the reason why is because we want to get them off of Hinge, right, and drive them to a safe area where – because, remember, there's no trust. So we want to get to trust in the safe haven.
Uh-huh.
And then we want to move over. You see what I'm saying? So that I got you, though. See, I got you, B. I got you.
I think I just heard you talk about something similar. That's what I was like, I'm going through that shit right now, bro.
All right, B. So what was the last conversation you had with her? Let me hear the last conversation you had.
So the last conversation I had with her, I was, what was she saying? Oh, yeah. So I was setting up at least the video call or whatever, you know.
Yes.
We're just setting up for tomorrow.
Where does she live?
She lives in my city, in Florida.
Wait! I thought she lived in another state.
Hell no!
Wait! Why are you setting up a video date when you should be going on a date? Let's back up for a second. Okay, this is why I needed to talk to you.
Okay.
She doesn't live in another state or another universe. She lives in your city.
Yeah.
So, Bird, why haven't you set the date up to go somewhere?
Well, I was going to set it up after the video call.
You're doing it wrong.
Here's the reason why we're doing a video call. It's because, like, I couldn't figure out, like, what app we could move to because she wanted to send me some pictures of herself, right?
Wait, she wanted to send what?
Yeah, she wanted to send me some pictures of herself.
Okay, but on Hinge,
you can't send pictures to each other on Hinge.
Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp. You can all do that there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about those. I have a bunch of stuff on my Facebook. I don't really use my Facebook. But, I'm thinking about Instagram now. Because a friend of mine told me about it. Hold on, Bird.
Let me, all right, guys, all you guys out there, y'all don't, no. Y'all got it. Bird is wasting time, and Bird says sounds like a time. Wait, yes. You're fucking up here, Bird. You're truly fucking up.
All right.
Let me tell you why. I just want to say you're fucking up.
I'm here to listen.
Okay. All right. How long have you been listening before?
I want to say like maybe 2-3 months now.
Then you are truly crucially. Okay. Have you ever heard me say to be on the phone with her for 3 days without setting up the date?
No.
Haven't I always told you the first message you send her is why you met her, why you're talking to her? She says whatever she says, and then you say the other day, don't I say that?
Yeah, you do say that.
So then why aren't you following the playbook?
I don't know, man. I just was like,
no, wait,
to be
Bert,
honest, though,
show,
just
send her something. Bert, I want to show you why she is not sexually attracted to you and you're fucking all this up. You're beating around the bush and walking on fucking eggshells, and women don't like that, man. You're doing yourself a disservice. Because instead of being honest with her and straight up with her, you want to beat around the bush. You want to talk to her about a bunch of bullshit. You want to set up a video date knowing she's in your damn city. That's, Bird, that's weird. I'm not calling you weird, Bird, but that's weird to me. How? Why would you set up a video date with a woman who's in your city? That, dude, this Bird, this is why I tell you guys, set up a date.
I was just trying to make her, like, you know, like,
make
trust
what?
Me, I guess.
Bird, you can't make somebody do anything. You can't make a woman trust you. You just got to position yourself and show her why she should trust you. You can't make her trust you. She's got to trust you on her own by how you move as a man. I like the fact that y'all are doing what you're doing, but you're fucking all this up, Bird, because you're talking to someone for 3 days and you in your city and you haven't set the date. Man, I don't listen. You know, like I tell you, all my chat room dogs, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
But you're doing that because
you're beating around the bush. Listen, you know what? Send me a photo on my Facebook app so I can tell you why I want to take you for ice cream, cocoa, or tea this Saturday at 7 o'clock. Period. But here's the problem. Here's the problem, Bird. And this is what I was telling you before you called me. Mm-hmm. If you're playing surface dweller and pussyfooting around, and then you try to be a man, this is where the problem comes at, Bird. Who are you? Are you this soft, beat around the bush guy that doesn't have experience? Or are you this fucking assertive man that knows what he wants and is not going to settle for anything other than yes? Which one are you? And that's the problem. That's why Bird, this is why you shouldn't bird watch and you should be asking more questions, man. Because you put yourself in a position, see, you're playing a soft, friendly role to be liked. You're trying to, everything you're doing is going to get you her to like you. But you never want a woman to like you. Bird is the uncle. Never position yourself to be liked. She likes her brother. She likes her gay best friend. She ain't going to sleep with somebody she likes. And what you're doing is you're going down the street of like. I don't want her to like you, Bird. I want her to be attracted to you, not like you.
Gotcha.
But guys that want to be liked beat around the bush and walk on tippy toes and stretch shit out. But
I've been trying to be more direct, you know, and for some reason, like, I've been getting a lot of, you know, like, a lot of chicks that have been, like,
When you say direct, all right, let's hear it. When you say direct, what do you mean direct? Give me an example, Bird. I got you, but give me an example.
Straight up with them, like, I'm trying to, like, get to know you a little bit better on a more intimate level, you know,
and
stuff like that.
And what do they say, Bird?
Some of them be like, get the F out of here, you weird ass motherfucker.
It's
worked at least one time, though. It's worked at least one time.
Bird. Count to five, Bird.
What's that?
Count to five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Now count like you really know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't count that slow, do you? Just count to five. Just count.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, okay, thank you. God damn, all that slow shit, I know, that's like short but short. Okay, what I'm saying to you is this, brother. The problem with a lot of you guys is that you're cherry picking and saying shit you hear on the show, and you don't even know why you're saying it. That's why you're fucking it up. You're saying I want to get to know you better in a more intimate way. Who told you to say that?
I thought I'd heard that on you.
Y'all gotta stop doing that. You gotta learn your bit, man. You're just taking words and just saying things. So when you take words and say things, and hold on, they challenge you on that, you don't know what to say next because you're just cherry picking things instead of learning what to say. Does that make sense, B-Dog?
Don't cherry pick.
Come on, B. Don't cherry pick.
Yeah.
Learn what
it
means.
You are right. I don't catch every show of yours.
Right.
So I'm kind of like out of order sometimes, I guess.
Yes.
So I've just been trying to do my thing, you know, based on what I see.
You gotta know the why. Remember, you gotta understand it. Don't just say it because it's gonna come out creepy. Like when you order food, you order it because you know why you like it and what you want. You know what I mean? Because you have it, right? Because of experience.
Uh-huh.
You just don't go up to the counter and be like, let me. You don't talk that way. So what I'm saying is, brother, two different things. I don't want you to look at what I'm saying as direct. I want you to get the direct and indirect terminologies out of your head. It's just you putting in your bid. That's all. It's not being direct.
Okay.
Because I just want you to talk to women. You see what I'm saying? Just talk to them, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right. I mean, I thought it worked with this one. I mean, like, I'm not sure. I mean, because she did say she, like, really likes me. Like, that's why I'm still talking to her.
But you're fucking, man, she run a game on you then, dog. Let me show you why. She's telling you I like talking to you, but yet she's not going to go on a date with you?
No. She said she thinks I'm really handsome and she'd like to meet up eventually, but, you know.
I'm going to go with old boy saying, what's his name? Oh, that was my dog. Now I'm going to say, let's get it. You're right. Hey, let's get it. I just had to get to that point, but you're right. Hey, wait. You're wrong. Wait. You're right, but wrong. You're wasting time. The woman's not. Look.
Okay.
The woman is only doing what you allow her to do, and you're fucking this up.
Gotcha.
You're fucking this all up.
Gotcha.
Because if she's saying I like you, right, if she's saying I like you and she still don't want to give you her number, I'm throwing her back in the water. But see, if you were to talk to her and let her know that character matters to you, this could be a perfect reason to get rid of her ass.
Right.
You're doing it all wrong, man. You're doing it all wrong. Okay. But what I'm saying is that, look, I don't want you to do is I don't want you to sit around and waste your time with these women. That's what y'all do too much. This is why when I tell you about setting it up, I want to set up the date, which we showed you with Tyler. If you notice the Tyler messages to the woman, he said that he set up the date, right? And the women said, I want to take a little bit of time. I don't want to just do that yet. I want to get to know you a little bit better, which is fine.
Right.
But as long as we're on the same page, we can move forward, but you haven't created a page. Right. You see what I'm saying? That's why I stress to you guys to set the date up because I don't want to waste my fucking time. I will not waste my time. For those guys that don't, let me show you guys the top while we're talking. I want to show them the Tyler message just to give them an idea while we're talking. Because a lot of guys are like, see, what the fuck? Tyler, this you? Tyler, wait, hold on. I got Tyler. Give me a second, Tyler. I'm going to get you one second. Hold on, Tyler. Let me get to this call real quick. Hold on, I'm going to get Tyler. Let me do your thing. Okay. If you guys are watching, Tyler has the same beard, right? Hold on a second. Let me show you guys live on air. Tyler has the same beard. This is Tyler's beard, okay? I was involved in this intense project when I saw your profile, your hair, your sexy smile caught my eye, so I decided to stop in Texas and invite you for the opportunity to enjoy hot cocoa with me. Hit me back here directly when you are available, and I will take care of the rest, Tyler, with his number, right? But what does the lady say? The lady says, thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation. But she wants to take time right here, okay? That's that one. Hold on, let me get this next one real quick. All right, I'm just want to show you. Same thing. Tyler, oh, shit, there it is. Tyler puts his beard in again, same thing, right? But the woman says again, she wants to take time. So I don't mind taking time with a woman as long as I know we're on the same page, as in you know I'm trying to get at you. And you are down with it, and we're going to go
I made that very clear in the beginning.
Wait a second. But here's the problem. If you made it clear in the beginning, this is where you failed. Because you fell off the beaten path. If the beaten path was about the date and getting to know each other, then why are you still she's bullshitting with the number? Y'all are going on video dates when she's in your city. So apparently you're not leading her the right way. Okay? You're not leading her. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So I got you covered. But no, hey, I appreciate the call, Bird. But listen, call in more, man. I don't want you to fuck up. Don't just steal.
I'll try to call again some other time, though.
Yeah. don't just take the words, Bird. I got you, Bird, but don't take the words intimate if you don't know what the fuck it means. You're like, hey, I want to know you more intimate. You're a Bird, bitch. Yeah. You
all right, man.
There's steps to this, Bird. I got you, B. All right, Bird.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Bird. Tyler. All right, thank you, Bird. All right, lie it down, guys. I got the questions. We'll answer those for you guys. We still got a lot to talk about. We got you covered. You know how I do. We give y'all at least another hour. We're going to chop up game and all that other stuff. This is the information if you want to get on the channel. Guys, if you get the opportunity, for all my dogs out there that's listening, that's new to this, please go ahead and hit the button. Like, subscribe, share. Do that, guys. We're chopping up. We got another hour to go, but go ahead. It helps the algorithm out and all that other stuff if you do that. Also, my dogs, don't forget, all you guys that don't know, pretty soon, we'll be coming out with another way to teach you game. I always like to try to do things different, guys. So we're going to go into a virtual reality. I got my motherfucking thing. I'm going to be on virtual reality doing my thing. I'm going to have y'all in the world with me while I'm doing my motherfucking bitch-ass exercising, punching, kicking, shooting, lightsabers. Everything I'm doing is going to be virtual reality, but I want to make sure that you guys are part of the world that I'm looking at. But while I'm doing it, we're going to be teaching you game while I'm in that virtual reality. So I'm going to be teaching game while I'm gaming. So that's going to be coming really soon. So I just want to make sure you guys know that and learn that I got you motherfuckers covered like a motherfucker. I'm the dean as I would do this shit. Remember, that's going to be coming out real soon. Another avenue of information. Because I got to work out every morning, damn near, even before Lucario. So when I'm working out, I want to work out with you guys. So we'll be doing it for at least an hour. I'm supposed to be going 30, but I'll do a virtual reality for like an hour, and we'll do that. But we'll probably be doing that shit every damn day, okay? So I just wanted to let you guys know what's coming up, okay? I just want to let you call in. Eddie, the calls are down. I should have called in earlier. Tyler, let me bring you back in. All right, Tyler, what am I looking at here while I show the guys? Wait, what am I looking at, Tyler? Oh, let me see you. Hold on. Let me go back to this. Wait, let me put, I guess Tyler ain't talking. Hold on, let me go give you some more Tyler. All right, here we go. Look at this right here, guys. All right, moving up big where it feels right. We can get away. You want to get away, we will connect. Thank you for being supportive, okay? I find a way to make it up to you. Hi, Tyler. My dad wants to stay at my house tomorrow night. May I please get a rain check on our date? Yeah, hey, Tyler, absolutely you have a rain. Listen, Tyler, absolutely. Go ahead and take care of your father. Take care of what you got. And while you're doing that, I'll think of a million things that we can do at my place or the date. Okay, Tyler? So that's number one. Tyler sent me another one. Let's see here. Tyler's got this one right here. Here's one right here. I'm a little bit leery about sharing my number right immediately. Sorry, I had no great experiences of it. Right, and this is what I'm saying, Tyler. I guess this is the woman right here. Wait, this is the one. Hold on, let me see here. All right, here's one that Tyler's trying to get at. Can't really see her photo right here. All right, real estate learn. Okay. All right, but Tyler, what do we want to do with this? All right, Tyler, let me know what you want. What's your question on that, Tyler? And Tyler, what's your question on that chick? And I got you, dog. I'll spit that. But let me go ahead and help Harry. Let me keep going, guys. If you have a question, just put a Q in there. I'll answer your question. It's the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. My job here is to show you game and how you can win with women by learning more about yourself. Is it okay to lightly tap her, just get her attention when she has her headphones in and I can put my bid in? Now, Harry, I don't want you to startle her. So instead of tapping her, Harry, what I will try to do is I will go to the and try to get in front of her and say, excuse me type thing, try to get her attention that way. I don't want you to startle her. Because, see, a lot of people, she might be running and doing her thing and in her moment. And, a tap could be like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? So don't just tap her. If she's doing something, try to get her attention. But just keep your hands off of her, okay, brother? Let's get to the next one. How do you build sexual tension without a touch? What if you're on a date? Okay. I don't think y'all understand, man. Can't build something that you're not, Ty. Building sexual tension means that I know parts of me. I know my sexual side. I know my sensual side, my romantic side, my smooth side, my kinky side, my dirty side, my nasty side, my freaky side, right? What one of those do I want to bring out? Okay, now, right? All right, let me show you something, Ty. Let me show you something, brother. Let us go here. Let's go here. All right, here we go. All right, so Scribe, I want you to go ahead and go to the library. Go to my library. And let's pull out the tracks of what I want to do to show and move towards maybe kiss, hugs, touches, and things like that. Not sex, but if it turns out that way, I'll have that one locked in the chamber. But also, I need you to get my culinary school. I need my motherfucking paint. I need to be able to paint the picture. I also need to get my marketing team to market this to me. I need my drug lab, and I need motherfucking this. So I need all these motherfuckers at the studio because we need to mix down game of what we're going to do in the studio. So first off, if you are following and you're a student, the reason why you're not going to have this problem is because she's already going to know the sexual tension is going to happen between you setting up the date and being on the date. And that's why my guys are getting the hugs and the kisses. Some are sleeping with them overnight, but I'm not trying to push that to you guys. And some of them are getting it within that week or so. But the reason is because they're marinating it before they see it. You can't build sexual tension off of something that's cold. Listen, you never, for all my grilling aficionados, all the guys out there that grill, we all know the rules of grilling. You just don't put the meat on the grill. You just don't do that. If you want it to taste good, you want it to be tender, you must marinate it for a few days, a few hours, so the juices can get into the motherfucking meat. So when you put it on there, it's going to be more tender. But your problem is that you are doing what average guys do, and you don't even realize. Let me show you what you're doing. You're doing exactly what you're doing right here. You're trying to pretend like you're not – wait a minute. You're pretending like you're really interested in her, but all you want to do is fuck her. And the problem is that she knows that's what your intentions are. See, you actually think that you sitting around here acting like you ain't trying to fuck, but you know you want to fuck, and that's your problem. And the fact that you want to fuck so bad is that you want to build sexual tension with her. Sexual tension you can't build if you don't have game. I don't go in, nor do I recommend any of my guys to go in with a woman trying to build anything when it comes to sexual tension. Because I've already created sexual tension from the moment I put my bid in and letting her know that I want to get to know her in a more intimate way where I can go and elevate her and educate her. Sexual tension right there. From the moment I put my bid in, making her smile, laugh, blush, think, react, sexual tension right there. Those are the points. When we're on the first text message, me setting up the date, sexual tension. But me talking to her between that time, I've already built up so much sexual tension. She's nervous. She has butterflies. She can't wait to see me because she doesn't know what's going to happen next. More sexual tension. When we get together and I take my arm and put it around her and I hug her and let her know how sexy she smells and how soft her skin is and how great she looks, more sexual tension. When I have my waitstaff, you know I'm going to just grab a motherfucker. When I have my waitstaff, let me say here, let me just go grab somebody and shit. Let me say, when I have my dog, D-Dog, D-Bryant, when my dog D-Bryant comes in, he already knows I'm coming there. He's part of this whole thing. But I'm also building a sexual tension when I talk to him about how I met her and while him and I are having a good time. And when I tell him that, you know what, take your time, D, when you order that motherfucking, when I ask for the receipt, D, go ahead and take your time so I'm going for the kiss. Sexual tension right there. It's already built up. Building up sexual tension. When the waiter, D, is talking to what's your order? Can I take your order? Okay, you want blah, 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 blah. Okay, thank you very much. And walks off, and she asks me, why didn't I ask, when are you going to order yours? Building up sexual tension by letting her know he already has my order. Well, what do you mean he has your order? Building up sexual curiosity right there. Well, how does he have your order? You didn't even say anything. Oh, wait, do you go here? Oh, this is my spot. I go here all the time. Oh, so this is where you take all women? Here we go. Building up more sexual tension. Yes, the only ones that I want to get to know in an intimate way and the only ones that have more substance to them. Because this place allows me to show me my best parts and what I'm about. See that right there? But I'm not trying to build sex. See, gentlemen, all my guys listening to me, and thank you, D, for being my waiter in this thing. What I'm saying to all you guys out here that I'm trying to y'all do, stop trying to build something. Stop trying to build something. Be that something that builds it. See, when you go and you're saying, I gotta do this, or I gotta get her to like me, I gotta be sexually attracted to me, I gotta get her to get to my house, we don't do that. Tony, I'll let you be my next waiter. Here you go, Tony. Hey, I got Tony, you're my next waiter. I'll give you another example. Let's say, gentlemen, let's say that her and I are out. Hold on, T-Dog. Let me grab somebody else before I use you, T-Dog. Let's say I go to the motherfucking store. I mean, excuse me, the jazz club for wine. I go to Russ's jazz club on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. Okay, let's say I go there, okay? And my waiter, I got you, T-Dog, and my waiter, Tony, let me get Tony. My waiter, Tony. All right, let me tell you how to build some sexual tension, okay? All right. Sexual tension builds when I go to Russ's bar. As soon as I walk in there, I'm sound checking the whole bar. I'm looking for the intimate areas. I'm looking at the cheese boards. I'm looking at the wines. And I heard Russ told me that there is a band called the Simpson Jazz Band. So remember, I'm showing you how sexual tension is built. First off, as I'm walking over there, I run into T-Dog, who runs the band. T-Dog, how you doing? My name is Steve. Hey, what's going on, man? So y'all play jazz, man? Really? Hey, man, do you have like a SoundCloud or something? Or like where can I listen to your music at? Sexual tension, y'all. I'm showing y'all. Okay, I go to SoundCloud. Okay, hey, man, T, it was nice meeting you, Steve, man. I'm going to be here a lot, man. And I'm going to make sure when I come here, I'm going to make sure I introduce every woman to you. But I'm going to do my homework on with your music and everything, big dog, because I want to show you and shine you out. All right, it was nice meeting you, sir. Nice meeting you. See that? Guys, y'all don't even realize I'm building sexual tension up right now, and y'all don't even understand it. Not with the guy, but I'm showing you how this works. So then I'm sitting down, and my waiter, Tony comes over. Hey, Tony. Hey, what's up, T? Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, man, when's this joint hitting, man? Is this joint hitting Friday, Saturday? What's a great night? He's giving me all the information. What kind of women come here, man? All right, I'm getting all this. Okay, you know what? Oh, man, you laid back. Hey, look, whenever I come to the Russ, I'm going to make sure I look for you because you're going to be my motherfucking waiter from this point on, okay, big dog? And every woman I bring in this motherfucker, I'm going to introduce you to. All right? It was nice knowing you, Tony. Good to go. I've already created what is going to fucking happen before it even happens because I'm sound checking that motherfucker. So as soon as she comes in. Well, matter of fact, I told you, from the moment I'm setting a date, I'm painting the picture of the Dangerous Russ. I'm painting a picture of the wines, the cheese boards, and also the motherfucking Simpson Jazz Band. Because I went online and I heard the jazz song Andrews Taylor's "Take Slapper in the Face with My Balls." I heard the song from Bernie. The jazz song is, you know what, let me come in your ears and all this other stuff. I heard this song from, I don't even know your fucking name, whatever the fucking name is. I heard the song from you that says, you know what, after I come, I'm going to wipe it on your forehead. I listen to all those songs. I know all the songs, and the ones that I know that are sexual and smooth for me, I'm going to make sure I remember that. So now, as I'm breaking all this down, I'm explaining to her where I want to take her, why I want to take her, the experience of what I'm talking about. I want to give her all these experiences. Now, I already know from Tony he's going to be working at the club, the jazz club, and I got to make sure two people are going to be there. T has got to be there, and Tony's got to be there. Those are the two guys that's going to help me build sexual, motherfucker. They're going to help me build it, okay? They're going to help me build it, okay? I just want you to understand, all right? They're going to help me build it. But the way they're going to help me build it is when I walk in there, I'm going to get treated like a fucking king. I'm going to get treated like a fucking baller shot caller. Because when I go there, everybody knows my name. I go over there. The greeting is great. Your waiter's already waiting for you. Let me seat you to your seat. Oh, I got it, Gloria. Let me say hi. Hey, baby, come on. Let me introduce you to somebody. I want you to meet. Hey, this is T, and this is the band I was telling you about. Oh, this man, this is all that. You remember that song, you know, take your dick and shoot it in your face and get a little cum in your eye? This is the guy that does it. That's one of my favorite songs and everything. Hey, T, I want you to meet this lady right here, okay? And T, maybe we kick out one of those songs, especially for her, when we get the opportunity. But, hey, I know you got some work to do, T, but you know what? I'll go ahead and give you that signal, and we're going to take care of this. Okay, I'm already done giving T some dap, okay? And as I'm giving some dap, guess who's rolling around as I'm fucking going towards my table? Tony sees me, greets me. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Come on, sit down. Hey, listen, sit down, Steve. We already got your appetizers ready. We already got dips ready. We already got all that. We already got everything ready, sir. How you doing? Ah, hey, Tony. I want you to meet such and such. Tony, look. Tony, you know how I am with my Fruity Pebbles and shit. I was out in Fruity Pebbles, man. So I'm at the store, and guess what? She interrupted my day looking all sexy and shit. Look at her, man. Look how sexy she looked. Oh, well, but I can't rewind that about the hug, you know, telling how nice she smelled and all this stuff. But I'm telling Tony about this woman. Tony and I having like we shucking the job and having a good time at her expense. But I'm flirting. I'm flirting with her, building this up. Then Tony's like, okay, ma'am, what kind of wine? These are the wines that we have. These are the cheese boards we have, da-da-da-da-da. She orders that, and Tony walks the fuck away. Why didn't Tony say, oh, Tony already knows my order? I mean, it's like, she's like, God, do you come here often? Oh, yeah, this is my spot. You see what I'm saying? I'm showing you guys, I'm not trying to build up shit. It's being built as we speak, because she's never met a motherfucker who's so in control. I already told her I'm going to get the kiss after we get the receipt, right? But me, because I like to fuck around, I'm not going to kiss her after I get the receipt. I'm going to do it outside. You want to know why? Because after talking to her, I realized that she's got a little bit of shyness, and she's not about public displays of affection. And because I know that, I'm still going to get the kiss, but I'm going to do it at the parking lot. You want to know why? Because I know right next to Russ's crib, okay? Russ's crib, where he's at, okay? Right next to that goddamn wine place, all right? I know Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks is right around that corner. I know that there is a place that we can go to if she wants to suck my dick, she wants to fuck, or she wants to mess around. I know I got that in the chamber. I'm not trying to get that. I'm just saying I know I have that in the chamber. So I know when I'm dealing with her that based on what happens after we kiss, either we're going to end it, go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, or go back to my place. One of those three things. But I'm not banking on any of those things. I'm just banking on me to do what I need to do and let the chips fall where they may. But when you're trying to build up something, that's where you're going wrong. That's what hopefully I can say. Guys, I got a question. Please put the Q in there. I'm gonna answer all your questions. Let me get to the next one. Let's see here, Sound Mind, and then I got you, Tyler. So go from dating at the same place like Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, Sound Mind, yes. And let me tell you why. Because I just showed you in the app that Tyler's bid is beautiful. And that's why he's doing it with all the women. It's beautiful. But every woman is not going to go for it. But even if they don't go for it, the thing you guys want to do is separate the herd. You want to separate the herd. And the way you separate the woman from the herd is getting her off that fucking app to a place where you're going to have total control. What do I mean by total control? Let me show y'all. Oh, my God. This is why I love. This is why I love this part of the game. Guys, I'm going to still teach y'all some shit. But this is why I love the game, man, because it's just so – it's just all the shit that you can do, guys, in the game is just beautiful. See, let me go to this. The reason why is because I want to bring her to get to from no trust to trust with my flexible four. But I want to bring her in an area where she feels safe. But I still get to attack from land, sea, and air, texting, voicemail, video. I can do that on Messenger. I can do that on, I don't know, Instagram. Man, I got to look at Instagram. Hold on. I can tell you something. Let me look at Instagram. But I know I can do that on Facebook. Let me check in. Let me check Instagram. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I think you can do that on Instagram. Let me see that shit. Let me check Instagram. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me check Instagram. Yeah. Wait. Instagram, let me see something. Hit that button. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can view video. Yes, yes. Same thing. Just double checking. Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. All three of those things allow me to go ahead and do the thing I want to do. I'm in total control. Even though the woman feels like she's in control by choosing the app, I'm in control of the bigger picture of how I make her feel safe. Because remember, we want to get her from 10 to 5. Right now she's at 10, between 10 and 5. We want to bring her to a safe place where she's between 5 and 1. But remember, like Bird fucked up because Bird was a 5 of friendship and likes and cuddles and kittens and all that other rainbows and shit. Tyler is on a conquering 5 of flirting and moving things towards her realizing that he's not going to judge me for saying something dirty. He's not going to judge me for saying something nasty. He's going to let me flirt with him, but he's not going to accept or take me flirting with him as fucking, where this is where a lot of you guys go wrong, peep game. See, for a lot of you guys, when a woman flirts with you, okay, when a woman flirts on you, okay, that doesn't mean she wants to sleep with you. She's still dipping her toes in the water to see, okay, look, I'm interested in you, and I like your vibes. I like what's going on. But it doesn't mean I'm still not a slut. I'm not whorish. I just like you, and I'm showing you I like you. Not like, but I'm interested in you. But the ones that's good in the game know that I'm not trying to take a flirt, meaning it's a fuck. A flirt is not a fuck. But a flirt is just a flirt. But you can ride that flirt and show her to elevate and educate the flirt to keep things moving, to get to the point of sexual trust. Sexual trust is when she lets her, let me give you an example of sexual trust. I can't give you that. Let me give you a message of what sexual trust is. Let me just see if I can find one and give you an example of sexual trust. Wait a second, that's Sam Dunn. Let me see here. Let me find something of sexual trust. That's not, let me find something. Give me a second. Let me see if I can find some sexual trust. Let me see here. Let me find one with sexual trust. Hold on. Let me find one with sexual trust. Give your boy a second. Let me see if I can find one. No, let's see here. That could be one, but let me find one of sexual trust. Where's that one? Where's my boy at? Hold on, I got one. Hold on, let me find it. Let me give y'all sexual trust. Let me see here, sexual trust. Oh, that's not it right there. So let's look at this right here. Okay. This is an example, okay? So when a woman realizes that you're not going to judge her for being nasty, you have experience, meaning that you're not pushing sex, but you're letting her come into your sex. You're letting her feel like, you know what, if I can, since you're allowing me to be me, you're not judging me, you're allowing me to, you're slow cooking this because you're showing me you have experience, the floodgates are going to open. Because even what you're reading right here is from a woman that really started everything off with saying that she's got morals and values and ethics. She's a good woman. She doesn't believe in one-night stands. She doesn't believe in sex on the first night. She won't suck it. All that bullshit. But once you relax them enough, this is what I'm talking about. This is how it's going to be, okay? See, here's another thing. Okay, so another one right here. Thank you for being the way that you are, for being manly and making things happen. Because of the nature of my work, I'm always faced with examples of different men and different behaviors. It always makes me appreciate you that much. See, this is what we want women. These are things we want them to do, okay? Yes, my body, love it. It's softened and melted. I feel like your sexy voice. made love to my mind. See, gentlemen, this is what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to sexual trust. But, and this is why you guys can reach it easily. Brother, I didn't say that. I didn't say technique. I didn't say touch in the same way. I didn't say that. I'm saying, and I'm asking you, Ty, I want you to tell me, what is so special about a woman, Ty? I want you to answer this question. I want you to tell me and educate the whole room. What is so special about a woman that you have got to change who you are to fit her fucking narrative? Tell me, Ty. Let me know. Let me know. Please, let me know. I understand this. No one's saying, I don't understand what you mean by technique, but I don't know what you mean by touching. That's totally different. So tell me, Ty, what is so special about a woman that you have to change what you do? Now, Ty, it's one thing to understand game, which you don't understand, because I will use Tyler as an example. I'll use my dog Tyler as an example. Hold on, let me take this. Use my dog Tyler as an example. Tyler is always going to be Tyler. But unlike UT, Tyler is a student of the game. So Tyler knows how to shift up or shift down. Tyler has a library of different moves that he can use because he has cultivated it, crafted it, and he knows what he's doing. Tyler can do whatever Tyler wants because all roads are going to lead the same way. But I'm asking you, T, what is so special about a woman where you feel that you got to change things up? You tell me. You tell me. Hey, I can't wait to hear this answer either. So you let me know, Tyler. Ty, let me know what's so special about a woman that you feel you got to change some shit up. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, let me go. Let me do this real quick as we get in. Okay, let me say another thing because we're going to do some more on Tuesday. Wednesday show, we'll talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, but I don't want to do it because y'all not ready. I don't think y'all are ready for aggressive women that want to fuck and all that other stuff. It's just scary. It's just too much. And the Halloween thing, we'll talk more about this on Wednesday. The Halloween game showed me that y'all are just not ready. It's just too much. It's just too much for y'all to handle. So we got to dial it down a little bit. One thing I want to see is that for all you guys, all right, see, I'm so busy learning my board, learning my square, learning who I am, okay? And see, Ty, I'm going to say this to you. We're waiting on your answer, but I'm going to say this even before you say your answer. It doesn't matter what you say because I'm still breaking your ass down. See, the problem with Ty and those who don't have game that think like him, they're too focused on the woman versus what needs to be done, okay? I don't ever target any of the things that I do at the person. I'm targeting to move the behavior to go towards my four. Listen to what I'm saying again. I'm not targeting the woman, her body, her ass, or her titties. I am targeting moving the behavior towards my four. I'm targeting the behavior, not the person. And with Ty, once we're tied like this, y'all are so caught up in the beauty of the makeup, the beauty of the weave, the beauty of the fake eyes, the fake nails, the fake lashes, the push-up bras, the tight clothes, the Botox, and all that other shit she cakes on her body, you're not paying attention to what needs to be taken care of. And that's your problem, guys. And that's why you have guys like Ty asking them damn questions, because he don't understand game. I'm not focused on what's in front of me. What's in front of me is in front of me, but that's not who they are. What is in front of me is a representation of who they are. You want to know why? Because, see, you guys don't overstand women to a point where it's twofold. Sorry, that's the wrong thing. Let me find what I want y'all to see. Damn, it's also the wrong thing. Hold on, let me find that shit. As for you guys, my cold guy, I didn't just take that down. Hold on, let me see if I can find that shit. I want to show you guys this. This is very fucking important. Not that. And not, here we go. Okay. Gentlemen, just like women, see, y'all guys allow women to look at your mighty fake Oz and pull your curtains back to find a scrawny motherfucker with no goddamn game. What I'm trying to get you to see, when you stop playing what's in fucking front of you and you start playing the behavior, then what you're doing is you're forcing her to pull that curtain back. Because that curtain is not what she is, guys. Y'all always fall into the okey-doke of the makeup and all that. Just like how women fall in love with fucking dresses, shoes, and purses, y'all act just like these goddamn women and fall in love with shit before you force them to peel the curtain back. I want the fucking behavior. I want what's between her fucking ears. And so I've got to move us towards that and not be intimidated by how good she looks because she knows how to cake on makeup. Okay? Come on. What I'm saying to you guys out there, and what I'll do for you guys, I'll pull up. Let me see if I still have it. Let me see. I can at least do that for some of my swinger guys. I got to pull that up. Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. Let's see if anything's going on that I can talk to y'all about. Okay. Not yet. Okay. So it's getting me up to the 11th, but they got a few swinger parties going on that we might be able to talk about on Wednesday. I'm not sure. I'm not sure we're going to talk about those because I don't think y'all ready to do the shit that we're trying to do. But anyway, what I'm trying to say to you guys out there is that, I'm trying to teach you. It's not, stop, Ty. Answer the question, Ty. If you have a second to say what the fuck you say, tell me what's so special about women. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking anything else of you. Just tell me why you feel women are so special. Why are you so busy focusing on what's in front of you and not trying to force her to show you what she does? Guys, listen to me. I'm going to show y'all game. Show y'all game. Most guys never see what's behind the curtain because most guys are intimidated. They fucking fall in love or they get too damn nervous of what they see in the curtain. When you show a woman that she can show you behind the curtain without you pulling it, not only has she invited you in, but you're going to get to sexual trust much faster because she's going to start to talk to you, behave around you, and tell you things because she feels such a closeness with you that she's going to start sharing things. And the more things she shares, the more you can educate and elevate. the more you can take those things and turn those into smiles, laughs, blushes, thanks, and react without looking at the curtain. Stop looking at what's in front of you, because that's not the truth. What's in front of you is morals, and I'm a good girl, and I have values, and I'm not that kind of girl, and I would never suck a dick, and I would never do that. Come on, man. We know they do this shit, but it's not a judgment on it. I'm just saying that what if you go beyond the looks, going beyond the surface of her on a depth level that not only has she never been on before with a man ever in her life, but she's willing to take that journey with you, and she's willing to follow you down that rabbit hole that shows her more about self-discovering herself, not only in learning herself, but also learning herself in a sexual way, giving her more sexual liberation and more sexual freedom to be more than what she is. Because every guy, just about every guy that these women have before them, have already knocked them down, made them, ashamed them for some of the shit they want to do. I'm telling you, it's like while I'm working, I'm watching some stupid-ass show about these horses called Borderland. What the fuck is that name? It's just shit. Come on, where's my remote? I'll tell you what the fuck I'm watching. I don't know why the fuck I got that shit on. I'm watching this goofy-ass show. I don't know, near my remote control. Shit. Fuck, I put that bitch. All right, well, I don't know. I was going to tell you before I wrap this shit up. I don't find my remote. Anyway, so I'm watching this goofy-ass show, and the problem is, like, the horses. Like, this lady, it's like a ranch, and ladies, like, taking care of horses and shit. But a lot of those horses that they get come from abused owners, where they abuse the horses and do things to the horse where when they get the horse is all scared and fucked up, right? It's all scared and fucked up. But what they do is they calm the horse down and they shift the horse's perspective and showing them that there's another way of seeing things. And that's all I'm trying to show you guys. See, if you want to build up anything sexual, there's got to be some kind of value to you of what you're sharing to her, where she says, like, you know what, I see that I can trust myself with you. And if I can trust myself with you, I can trust my body with you. I can trust my mouth with you. I can trust getting and doing things that, you know, I've always wanted to just go to Party City, pick out an outfit, dress, and fuck with that. I've always wanted to suck a man's dick in the theater. Just, I've always been ashamed. I've always wanted to do something in the alleyway, the elevator, outside. I've always wanted to do it, but every time I wanted to do it, I brought up doing it or thought about doing it, I was always shamed for it. I was always called a whore. I was always judged for it and all this other stuff, which made me closed off to the world that way. So what a lot of you guys get is a lot of closed off women who, listen, want to have one night stands, two night stands, three night stands. Because guys, don't get it twisted, women love sex. They just don't want to fuck you losers. Some of you losers out there, just being honest. You know, I say this with love. But anyway, what I'm saying is that they're closed off. And what they cover up here is a layer that most guys accept as truth. When that layer of I'm a good girl, I have morals, I go to church, I would never do that, and all that other shit, they're allowed to have that. But I'm not looking at that curtain. I know what's behind her is a woman who's never gone beyond what she thinks is sexuality. And not only is this my chance to show her things in the bedroom, but I can show her things about herself that she never even realized. Or maybe because of past experiences, she's all changed. God, you know how we in our circle, we call them strays. You know how many strays we get that are just abused mentally, beaten down, or they're scared to really let their hair down, but they get with us and we let them. Hey, listen, I'm saying be who you are. And once I get to the core of who you are, that's going to allow me to elevate and educate you in a way that's going to keep you around and realize my value. Because not only are we going to start to do all the nasty shit that you want to do, but we're going to elevate it. I'm not going to push it. I'm going to suggest it, you know? If you want to, hey, listen, if you want to, you know, have sex in the alleyway, let's say she wants to have sex in the alleyway, right? Let's say she wants to have sex in the alleyway. See, you average motherfuckers would be like, yeah, let's just go to the alleyway and fuck in the alleyway. Yeah, I'm going to give you the sex you want in the alleyway, you dirty bitch. Nah, that's not what we want to do. What I want to do is say, okay, you know what? I'll be at the bar having my sip, and you just, hey, let's role play this. I don't know you. You don't know me. You just, either you sitting down drinking and I come up to you, or I'm sitting down drinking, or we both meet at the bar, and we play this out and let it go. And you allow me to talk all that yak to you, build up sexual tension to a point where you and I get out of here, and I hold your hand, and I take you to the alleyway, and then I break your ass down. So that's what I'm talking about, okay? Hold on, man. Tyler, let me get this before we wrap. Just hold on a second. Get this last one from Tyler. Wait, I didn't get anything, Tyler. Well, you just send it through chat, man. Send it. Holy fuck. Ty, I didn't get anything from you. I don't have anything from you, Ty. You got to send it real quick, okay? But what I'm saying is, for you guys out there, I know you want to build sexual tension because you guys don't get – see, you guys ain't fucking as much, and I know y'all are desperate and fucking all that weird-ass shit that you are, but you still ain't going to get no pussy being that way, man. You're going to have to calm your asses down and realize that what is in front of you is in front of you because they don't trust you enough to show you the real them and the core, because a lot of you guys are judgmental. Why would a woman want to go over your house when you automatically think she's a fucking slut or she's a whore or she ain't shit? What's in it for her? I mean, have you even thought about that? What's in it for a woman that is with a guy that just like fucking, you ain't shit, you fucking slut. Let's go back to my place and fuck. That's how she's taking it when you're trying to fuck at your place. Because you don't know the combination. You don't know what gets her off to say, let's go to your place. But how can you find that out if all you're doing is looking at the curtain in front of you and not peeling that motherfucking back and get into her core where then she begins to trust you and then becomes sexual trust to a point where she said, like, see, this is what y'all understand, man. This is why I don't like talking about this shit. I don't want to get your hopes up high. I hate talking about this, but don't get it twisted. Motherfuckers like me, we always fucking on the first night, the first time. Do not get that shit twisted. I just don't talk about it because I don't want to give you a false sense of shit. I don't want to get your hopes up. But the reason why we fuck so fast and so quick with these women is because we ain't trying to fuck. And the conversations that we're having are really deep and philosophical, and they really just go beyond all the shit that you average motherfuckers do to a point where, you know what? She begins to ask you questions. Who are you dating? Who are you with? What's your story? What do you want from me? You know what? Let's get out of here. All that shit can happen, but it happens to the masters of the game, not the students of the game, the ones that have mastered that shit, where you can talk to her, and you know what? Mate, listen, sometimes, guys, even the one in Germany that I pulled, that fine one that looked like Kelly LeBrock from the 80s, not the new one now, the one from the 80s in the face. Even though I got that one, okay, that one, that was because of what I said in her ear. That was all in her ear. All the shit I was saying in her ear made her do that. There have been women that just said, you know what, let's just get out of here and let's just go somewhere private. And, you know, we can hang out and talk more. All right, cool. We either move to a more darker area in the club or whatever, or the bar, or we go somewhere and we start kissing and making out. But then, you know what? It goes from outside the car to going in the car. And in the car, from in the car, fogging up the windows in the car to, well, I let's just go. Can we? Is there anywhere we can go right now? Because, you know, I don't just feel comfortable being here. I like to be more private to where I can either take it or like spread your ass cheeks or bring it back to my place. But what I'm saying to you guys, this is a process. This is not porn. But in order to be able to connect with her beyond the curtain, I ask you guys, when are you going to, I don't want you to pull back the curtain. When are you going to pull those fucking curtains down? When are you going to get rid of all those layers of bullshit, games, manipulation, tactics, being a victim? In order for you, I keep trying to tell you, in order for you to hit the core, you got to get rid of all the shit that's holding you back from the game. E.S., I don't know. Hey, motherfucker, no. Don't tell me that. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you, E. Much love and respect to you, brother. Thank you, Big. Thank you, Big Dog. Let me answer this last one. All right, let me just make this ask one. This last one. How do I peel the curtain, sir? All right. Even to intelligence, your compliments, hair, smell, etc. Use lines that make you smile, laugh, blush, and I want to see your character. It's a, no. Okay. Now, Ty. All right. So I got you, Ty. Listen. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to dismiss you from this room. This is not for you at all, but I hope and I wish in your endeavors that you find somebody that can help you with the game. So I'm going to go ahead and ban you from this room and all my other students. After I ban him, I'll explain why I'm banning him, okay? So you, I hope he took care of himself. Let me explain something to you guys. Making a woman smile is not a tactic. It's something that I know I can do without trying to do it. Okay? All right? I don't give a woman a compliment as far as, see, a compliment is lying to her. When I see her and I put my arms around her, and she smells good, isn't that a truth? If she smells good to me, I'm telling her the truth. If her skin feels good next to mine, I'm telling her a truth. I'm never saying that, oh, I like that pretty red dress. But this is why he's not a student of the game. I just want to show y'all. I'll tell him 1 second. This is why everybody can't be a man because, again, I need to show a picture of Daniel Miyagi. I'm trying to tell this guy game. And just like dumbass Daniel, he thinks that all I'm doing is teaching him to dry and wash cars. And he doesn't even see how deep I'm showing. I'm teaching you shit motherfuckers don't ever teach you, bitch. And he's gone now, but see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I'm not using lines to make her smile, laugh, and blush. Those are reactions. I'm not saying I want to make you smile. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you blush. I'm doing certain things to make you do that. Because the more you make them smile, the more you make them laugh, my students, the more you make them blush, think, and react, the faster you get to trust. She cannot trust anybody that doesn't make her smile. She cannot trust anybody that can't make her laugh. She can't trust anybody that can't make her blush. She can't trust anybody that does these things. That's what I'm saying to you guys, man. That's what I'm saying to you guys, man. And that's why I had to let him go. Because I care enough about him to tell him to go somewhere else, because that's what men do. We don't keep people around that disrupt the class with a bunch of bullshit. Because if any of you guys feel that I'm teaching PUA, please leave. Please. I'm sorry. Please leave. Because you guys understand I was before the fucking PUAs and shit, motherfuckers. So I just say to that guy, I just say, so I had to let him go, and I did that with love, but he's not ready to be a student. He's not ready to be a student. He's not. He wants to question too much shit. All right, let's see here. Like freelance, I know. I had to throw that freelance in there. Let me get to Tyler's real quick. Tyler, let me see. Tyler. Let me stop right there. Bird, if you're watching, it's for you and all you other guys out there listening. I just told Tyler what to do. Did Tyler say, Steve, why are you telling me this? Why are you making me wash all these cars? Waxing off and waxing on. Why would you tell me this? Did Tyler question me at all? Or did Tyler, like the fucking student he is follow the playbook? Tyler asked a question. I gave him the answer. He didn't question it. He trusted me. And he said exactly what the fuck I just told him to say. Hold on, guys. I'm waiting for the zoom in. Hold on, guys. God damn it. Zoom this shit in. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. Let me open this bitch up. There we go. There you go. So I had to open that shit up. See that right there? I told Tyler what to say. And look, Tyler, follow the playbook. And this is the result he got. I really appreciate you. I appreciate how you take the initiative and plan an amazing, thoughtful day for us. I really appreciate how supportive and how non-pressuring you are. I really appreciate how attentive and... Guys, wait, let me stop. Y'all don't understand how bad I am. Y'all don't understand how bad your boy is. Tyler asked me to... The woman said she had to take care of father. I told him what to do. And God damn it, he followed the directions and look at this. Look at what you get when you follow up what he's saying. You see that? And dog, I could be Master Yoda. Luke didn't listen either. Right, I understand Luke didn't listen either. And that's why fucking Yoda had to lift a plane out of this fucking swamp to show him the power of the fucking force. But I'm showing you right here the power of game. I didn't know anything about the woman. I just took the situation, gave it to Tyler, and Tyler led it to his four, right? And when Tyler led to the four, this builds sexual trust. He didn't get mad. He didn't get angry. He didn't bitch. He didn't have an attitude. He took what she said, I took what she said and gave him the game, but he did it. But look, do you see how we win? See how we win? The pussy is Tyler's now. Because she was probably worried she would lose him, but not. Let me see here what this is. Oh, man. Hey, Tyler, I can't show that. I can't show the photo over. I'm not gonna show the photo over, Tyler. But I good job, Tyler. I think that was a excellent job. But see, this is what I try to tell all you young men that are following me. Can't see what the fuck I see. And until you can push aside your fucking ego and your self-importance and learn what I'm saying and not question it. Sure, you can ask questions to get more clarity on it, and I'm fine with that. Listen, if I say something and you're like, well, hey, can you go a little bit more in depth with that because I really don't understand what you're saying, that's okay, guys, and I welcome those questions. But when you have no game and you take what I say and say, oh, that's PUA stuff, why would I say that? Then you're not the student. I don't need you here. I am here to show you how to win with women in a way which you can't even understand. But if you can trust me, I didn't say believe what I say, but trust what I say and see it for yourself, everything's going to change for you. But you're not going to do it by fighting me on your thoughts, okay? All right? Right, and there you go, Freelance Ronan. Same goddamn thing. And then that dumb motherfucker kept saying, I know there's good in you. I know there's good in you and all that other shit. Man, if I was Luke, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm going to learn a little bit of the dark side. Hey, Emperor, teach me a little bit of the dark side so I can be the most powerful motherfucker. I don't want to learn the good. See, the reason why Vader was a bad motherfucker, because Vader was good at one point, but he learned good and bad. That's what made him so strong, because he had both things of knowledge. He had the Obi-Wan's teaching, and then he had the fucking Palpatine teacher and shit. So he had a combination and all that other stuff, okay? All right, last thing. All right, Tyler, this is what I would say to her. Tyler, I would simply say to her is that what I would appreciate you doing, even though I can't see you right now, and even though I can't look in those sexy eyes and feel my lips on your lips, just when you take a shower tonight, think about me when you're washing your body and let my towel be your lips and tongue, and just try to experience me the best way you can, even though I'm not there right now. But other than that, let me know how that experience goes. But you know what? We'll go it from there. Just something light like that, Tyler. Just something like that, okay? Something like that. So, yeah. But anyway, guys, look, all my dogs out there, man, I got y'all. I understand, and I don't want you guys – see, listen, and I want to say this to all the guys in the room, all you guys in the room. This is important to me. I want to let you know why I kicked those guys out, because if I've got to deal with bullshit, I can't teach you game. We can't have people disrupting the game that don't want to know the game. My job is to do everything I can to give you the tools, okay, to pass the baton of knowledge. But if you're not listening and you don't want to, hey, Jeremy, I already watched Power. I didn't like how the fucking one with the Ghost 2, I didn't like how that shit ended. There was no, like, twist or anything. I didn't like how that shit ended.